American Journal with your host, Harrison Smith. Watch live right now at band.video.
It's not actually self-evident that China will absolutely, certainly rule this century, dominate this century. I think there's a good possibility that it will.
China created more billionaires than all their billionaires combined last year. China took over the planet. China quadrupled its Belt and Road. First it had doubled it, but now it's highways and it's trains into Europe. We are in cardiac arrest. And all these idiots are virtue signaling, wearing their little mask. And Biden's now petitioning the governors to never take the damn mask off because it's a symbol of the death shroud over our face forever.
I'm reiterating my call for every governor, mayor, and local leader to maintain and reinstate the mask mandate. Please, this is not politics. Reinstate the mandate if you let it down.
They want to wage war on independent businesses, on small businesses, on independent media. It's a war on the people. It's a war on freedom because you can't have an America left when the rest of the world's under tyranny. And you can't have InfoWars on the air if you're going to sell this tyranny. If you're going to gaslight people. That's why we got to keep InfoWars on the air. This is all a concerted UN global government Bill and Melinda Gates Chi-Com plan. It's all exactly choreographed, laid out, planned.
On behalf of our center and our partners, the World Economic Forum and the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation, I'd like to extend a very warm welcome to our audience here in New York, as well as our larger virtual audience participating online today. The goal of the Event 201 exercise is to illustrate the potential consequences of a pandemic and the kinds of societal and economic challenges it would pose.
I told you back last year, before Xi Jinping even announced it, that Communist China was going to be at the heart of the global social credit score through QR codes for you to leave your house, buy or sell, get on a train, a plane, have a job, get on an airplane, you name it. And then Xi Jinping a few months later came out and said, yes, he's running it with the UN. It is now official that the UN is preparing China to run the global QR system. Oh, and don't worry, that way they're all standardized and we're all safe. So you're going to have internal passports worldwide dictated by the UN and the Communist Chinese. Data firm head. China has asked WHO to let it run global vaccine passport system. Kind of like the U.S. created the internet, so we ran ICANN. Now that's been given to the U.N. Well, the U.N. is in control of this. Bill Gates is in control of the U.N. And now they're going to have China administer it. You think, oh, that'll never happen. Oh, really? Remember 3 years ago I made a big deal about it? And that's when Tim Cook said Jones must be deplatformed now? Reuters had an article saying Chinese intelligence runs Apple, and the executive said, well, that's what happens when you're in China. They now officially have moved there to have tax exemption completely on corporate income tax. So Apple's new base is not Seattle, Washington, or Silicon Valley in California. It is Beijing. It is Peking. It is Communist China. Apple's data shows deepening dependence on China as Trump tariffs loom. And they say in there that the code keys to every laptop, every desktop, every phone are held by the CCP. And the article says it's no big deal. And I was told, I was banned a week after that. And Jim Cook said this is incredible. Because I actually got that to Trump, the Reuters article. I got it to him through a Fox TV host. Boy, did they get pissed. That was the last straw. When Trump said, excuse me, Apple has codes in China to everybody's phones, including mine. He called Tim Cook on the phone, I was told. And Tim Cook went into a rage later. So I've gotten pieces of it from every angle. So it's just unbelievable. Yeah, there it is, the battle over Obama's internet surrender. That was the Wall Street Journal 5 years ago. There's the BBC reporting on what I'm telling you. So I'm going to explain this again. Worldwide, last March, in every restaurant on the planet that was computerized, you went in, they said, no more menus, scan a QR code. That is to habituate you for the new global system, and it's a QR code. Then they're going to claim problems with that and demand a face scan, which they're now already announcing. So China will run a global database with the UN, controlling everywhere you go and what you do. Checkmate, we're taking over. And our Trojan horse government, run by the FBI and the Justice Department and all these lawyers that have sold us out, and Biden, are doing it now with enjoyment.
You cannot hide a grand assault. America is about to have its energy cut off, its borders destroyed, its dollar brought down to nothing. All of you that have served Satan, believe that you are on the right team. You're about to find out how pathetic you are. So I ask all of you who are awake and who love God, stop living in fear. The enemy is about to expose itself. The enemy can't help itself. The enemy comes to kill, steal, and destroy. We sit here as good people and get upset about that and try to stop it. We should, but once it comes through, once it hits us, once it's dominating us and raping us and attacking us, we just have to point out we tried to stop it. So prepare yourselves, America. You're going under judgment, just like all the children that were aborted. This is the truth. This is the InfoWar.
You're listening to The American Journal with your host, Harrison Smith. Watch it live right now at band.video.
Here it is, your daily dispatch for the 6th of April, 2021. Welcome to American Journal. Our first story is a familiar one, and it actually happened twice today, believe it or not. Italian tanker blocks traffic in Suez Canal due to engine failure. A little more than a week has passed since the Ever Given was successfully freed from a particularly narrow passage in Egypt's Suez Canal, yet the canal is already struggling with another potential blockage Tuesday. Shipping firm Sharoff Group reported that traffic in the Suez has been halted after another tanker was stricken with engine trouble. Data from tankertrackers.com showed the blockage in the northbound lane, along with a handful of tugboats dispatched to aid the ship. A few hours later, this ship was cleared and towed away, only for another tanker, this time an oil tanker called Minerva Nike, briefly ran aground in the Suez Canal, causing further delays. The second incident today, what is going on in the Suez Canal, and is it a coincidence that Minerva, the owl goddess, is involved? Very interesting things to consider. From dailymail.co.uk, nursery teachers must teach toddlers about white privilege, unions say. Thank you, unions. What would we do without you? A new 128-page guidance has been given as alternative to government teaching. Guidance adds children's racial prejudice is at risk of being reinforced, so they must teach toddlers about white privilege, or else they, conservative MPs argued that teaching toddlers about white privilege risked becoming some sort of potential Soviet indoctrination session. Yeah, gosh, hopefully it'll never get to that, right? Obviously, we're already there. The Major League Baseball Association will move its All-Star game to Denver, moving it away from Atlanta in protest of Georgia's new voter laws. Major League Baseball expanded its contract with the Chinese firm Tencent on April 1st. On April 2nd, came out against the Georgia rules, and now we're moving it to Denver, which is a little strange because Colorado, believe it or not, has very stringent voter ID laws. So they've moved this All-Star game away from Atlanta, which, by the way, has a population that's 52% black, to Denver, which has a population 10% black, because they're doing it for black people, taking $100 million plus of revenue generated by the All-Star game, moving that to Denver, and of course, continuing to operate in agreement with Chinese company Tencent, because they have no morals. They're simply out to destroy your country. It's not that complicated. They're also out to destroy your country in opposition to, well, the majority of Americans. Infowars.com has the story. Majority of Americans reject Democrats' election integrity outrage and support voter IDs. Voter identification requirements are supported by fully 72% of the public. That popularity is largely driven by support from Republicans, 91% of whom support a requirement that all voters provide photo identification in order to cast their ballot. Well, who cares what an overwhelming majority of Americans want? It's what the corporations want that really matters, and they'll bankrupt you if you resist them. Of course, some of them are Greg Abbott, governor of Texas, declined Texas Rangers' invitation to throw the first pitch, citing Major League Baseball's removal of the All-Star game from Georgia. Yeah, Greg Abbott is far too busy banning free speech platforms like Gab. He's very busy doing that. He doesn't have time to throw the ball. Of course, Major League Baseball is not the only ones coming out against this. In fact, 200 companies have now spoken out against election reform efforts, including PayPal, Dow itself, HP, Microsoft, Uber, Under Armour. They are all part of a alliance called Civic Alliance, who released a joint statement on protecting voter access. Of course, that's what they're calling it, when in reality what they mean is protecting access to our polls by illegal immigrants and those that would attempt to violate it. Clearly, there is no problem with requesting IDs if the people voting are citizens of the United States, but there we are. Meanwhile, in Washington, D.C., the two teen girls that were caught on video murdering an Uber Eats driver has reached a plea deal. The prosecutor in this case offered them a plea deal, meaning that neither one of them will be held past the age of 21 or go to prison. This will be a common theme in the stories that we cover today, that when they say no justice, no peace, you think they mean if there's no justice, there will be no peace. No, it turns out they don't want justice or peace, and they've been telling you the whole time. No justice, no peace. Murder a man in cold blood, and don't go to jail. Meanwhile, defend yourself against a horde of rabid communists attempting to shoot, attack you, and smash you with a skateboard. Prepare to go to jail for 400 years. Meanwhile, in the COVID news section of our program, blue states, that is Democrat states, are now leading the U.S. COVID resurgent as, quote, the double mutant strains discovered in California. Double super secret mutant strains are now striking fear into the heart of all of those gullible enough to pay attention to this. What that really means is that turns out that vaccine that you clamored for won't matter in about a month or two when a new strain comes along that it doesn't apply for. Doesn't matter. You'll still have to carry your passport, get your new injection every few months or so for the rest of time because you're a slave and a sheep and you fell for it. Meanwhile, COVID cases in Texas have dropped to record lows 3 weeks after scrapping the mask mandate. The number of new Texas COVID cases has dropped to record lows on the year in the weeks since the state moved to scrap mask mandates, despite hysterical warnings from mainstream media and the Biden regime that ditching the masks would result in mass casualties. This story at InfoWars.com, newly released figures show the new number of new Texas COVID cases has fallen from an all-time high of over 30,000 in January of this year to well under 10,000 by the final week of March. Now, this probably has a little bit to do with, as well, the fact that they came out saying that the tests that they'd been using for the previous year inaccurate and aren't going to be using those anymore. So, yes, very interesting. Very interesting indeed. This story from Gateway Pundit. Facebook's fact checkers fact check a woman's post on vaccine's adverse reaction 1 week before it killed her. 25-year-old preschool teacher Desiree Pinrod took the COVID vaccine in early March. She then posted on Facebook that, quote, the vaccine is killing me, describing her adverse reactions to the coronavirus vaccine. Facebook flagged the post as fake news. Desiree died a week later. But this is perfectly in line with their fact-checking capability. That is, if you've seen something with your own eyes, if you know something from your own experience, it is invalid and false if it's contradicted by the authorities in the World Health Organization or elsewhere. It doesn't matter what you see or what is your personal experience. That's overridden, destroyed, and censored in favor of placating the New World Order. Mississippi has said no to vaccine passports. The governor of Mississippi has joined Florida Governor DeSantis in opposing vaccine passports for Americans, saying, I don't think it's necessary. I don't think it's a good thing to do in America, Reeves said on Sunday on CNN. Greg Abbott as well has issued an executive order banning vaccine passports, which is good to see. Very good to see. He says every day Texans are returning to normal life as more people get the safe and effective COVID-19 vaccine. Well, agree to disagree, Governor Abbott. Meanwhile, Governor Hutchinson of Arkansas has vetoed a bill that would ban gender-confirming treatment for minors, by which they mean castrating and chemically forever altering young children because they say they feel like a boy or a girl. He says that this is government overreach. You're starting to let lawmakers interfere with health care and set standards for legislation overriding health care. Well, it's little children And little children sometimes need to be protected from life-altering, ill-advised and permanent castration because of liberal nonsense. But he says, this is the product of a culture war. Well, you're right. It is, and you just surrendered a major battlefield. Thank you so much for your service, you idiot scumbag. Meanwhile, border crossings in March have jumped to the highest level in 15 years, according to the data. Border Patrol agents have arrested Yemeni men who were on the FBI's terrorism watch list as they tried to cross the southern border. And the deputy border chief estimates that way over 100,000 illegal border crossers evaded capture just this year, just in the last 3 months. Far, far over 100,000. It's an invasion, folks. It's ongoing, and nobody is even trying to stop it.
Vitamin Mineral Fusion is a remarkable product, and it's back in stock, 40% off at InfoWarsStore.com right now. It's always been one of our top 10 bestsellers. We've had it for 6 years or more, but now it's our number one best-selling product of all time because people are doing their research, they're doing their shopping, and they're checking the fine print, and they're discovering that it has high-quality vitamins and minerals, all the essential vitamins and minerals, and then key amino acids known to help carry this nutrition into the cells. So for your immune system, for your whole body, for life itself, Vitamin Mineral Fusion, back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. And despite the fact we can't keep it on the shelves, it's 40% off. The supply chains are breaking down. We try to put it in a bigger order. We couldn't even get it because getting high-quality ingredients is very, very hard, and we're not going to cut corners. We're going to keep the quality at the highest levels. It also funds the InfoWars, so get your Vitamin Mineral Fusion now at InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139.
Gerald in South Carolina. Go ahead, you're on the air, trying to move quicker.
Hey, Alex.
Welcome.
Would like to say, first off, thanks for being the voice of reason in amongst all this stupidity. Wanted to warn people, I've been trying to get a hold of you for a year, okay? I'm a double amputee, and I have bacteria infection on my lung that'll never go away. Living Defense saved my life. They had me on antibiotics for 2 years that almost killed me. Living Defense brought me back. I wanted to just quote from the Bible, Jesus is saying, as to where we are right now. This is Matthew 24, verse 9. Then they shall deliver you up to be afflicted and shall kill you, and ye shall be hated of all nations for my name's sake. And then shall many be offended and shall betray one another and shall hate one another. That's right where we're at, brother.
And that's because God's name is on the founding of this country, no matter what they say, and that's why the enemy hates it, because God created this country.
The answer to 1984 is 1776.
InfoWars has been banned, arrested, attacked, and threatened because we are effective. The Great Awakening is here. Go to band.video. Download the videos and share. Support the information war at InfoWarsStore.com. And never give up the fight.
InfoWars.com.
Epic is one of only a handful of domain registrars that promote free speech and freedom of association. And they know that big tech is buying up almost all the other major companies and engaging in massive censorship and organized crime racketeering. That's why they've been massively expanding their services. So whether you have domains or want to register a domain or want help building a website or want servers or any other major service, they've got it all and they're expanding. And if you go to InfoWarsDomains.com and follow that link, you get all their services at the lowest price, and 25% of your sign up for a new domain or a domain you move goes to fund the InfoWar, and then we get 5% as well for any servers or any other type of services that you get from them. So it's a win-win as we build a true open free internet again, because the globalists are destroying what was open and what was free. So InfoWarsDomains.com, the revolution starts there. InfoWarsDomains.com, take action now.
InfoWars.com is tomorrow's news today.
Welcome back, folks. It's American Journal for the morning of April 6th, 2021. I'm going to go ahead and open up the phone lines bright and early this morning. If you'd like to call in and tell us your thoughts about the day's news or let us know something we may have missed or comment on one of the many stories that we are set to cover in today's program, the number to dial is 1-877-789-2539. I'm going to ask that if you've called in and been on the air before, hold off for a little bit. I want first-time callers mainly. So if you've never called in or if you've called in and haven't gotten on the air, go ahead and give us a call. The number again, 1-877-789-2539. Call in now and we'll get you on the air to speak your mind as we enjoy hearing from the American people. You know, it's not a right versus left paradigm anymore, and I think people are starting to grasp this, perhaps maybe starting to understand it, although as the evidence of the collusion between the anti-humanity forces against those that simply want to live their lives in peace becomes more apparent, it also becomes more apparent how little people are able to resist this or comprehend what's going on. It gets to a certain point that it's so absurdly obvious what's happening that if people don't recognize it and don't understand it and understand how dire the situation is, really start to start to make you lose your faith in humanity. In fact, I want to go to a video from the great Ron Paul, clip number 7. This is his statement about vaccine passports, because, again, this seems like one of those Rubicons that has been crossed. Seems like if you have an ounce of awareness as to the way the world actually works, you would understand that having corporations or government able to inject you at will with experimental serums whose side effects have never been tested for greater than a month or two, and then deny you the right to go to public events or go shopping or travel, you know, on airlines or even interstate commerce, without providing, you know, digital evidence of your willingness to allow them to inject you with whatever the hell you want. If you can see that happening and you aren't outraged and you aren't, you don't get that hair on your back of your neck raises, that, you know, evolutionarily necessary defense mechanism that says you're in danger. Somebody is trying to hurt you. Somebody is trying to kill you. Somebody is after you. And maybe you need to either fight or run. If you've so suppressed that feeling that you can hear the term vaccine passport and just think, I got my vaccine, so great. I'll get a vaccine passport. I'll be able to travel now. It's just, then, you know, all hope is lost, I guess. Now, Ron Paul seems to think that this will wake people up. I hate to disagree, but let's first hear from the good doctor, Dr. Ron Paul. Here he is.
I think, though, the vaccine passports might be the one that, or hopefully, that the people finally wake up. That's enough. I am not going to put up with a passport, you know, identifier in my body. I mean, that is a sacrifice. That solidifies, you know, the whole concept that our lives belong to the government. I always said the military draft was a symbol of who owns our body, and the Internal Revenue Service, because they own everything and they allow you how to spend it. They own liberty, and now you are going to get permission to use a little bit of, they're going to divvy it out a little bit. Piece of that, you'll never get back what you should have. But that is what's happening, and then this is their guide for how to do it. Yeah, where you go, what you do, and what store you can go in, or what baseball game you can go, where you can go to school. This, if this is not stopped, it is true. The people who are making these dire predictions about how bad things are going to get, if this continues, it is going to be bad. Right now, I mean, there's still an effort. There's still an ability for us to speak out, if nothing else, one-on-one, talk to friends, and people can spread a message. It's just too bad, and it's still available. We're on the internet, and we reach a few people, and so we have to do that, and we have to, if we stick to our guns and speak the truth and tell and warn people and put it in a moral tone, you have to have a basic principle of what life and liberty is. But the government doesn't give us our liberty, and that's what they're teaching us now. They're giving us our liberty back, one piece at a time. But I can guarantee you one thing. If you think you're going to get all your liberty back by one piece at a time, it ain't going to happen. So this is why we have to take a stand. And one is these vaccine passport. That can't be allowed to go on because that makes it worse. But the whole rest has to stop, too.
You know, I couldn't agree more. Obviously, Ron Paul is prescient as always there. Unfortunately, the story from Infowars.com reads, poll finds almost half of Americans want vaccine passports. A Rasmussen poll has revealed that almost half of Americans support the introduction of vaccine passports in order to, quote, get back to normal. The findings were released over the Easter period and noted that a good 44% of Americans said that a government-run system requiring proof of vaccination is, quote, a good idea. So, goodbye hope. Goodbye hope for freedom. In this century, the American people are begging to be enslaved, and that's all it is. 62% of those who said they've gotten the COVID vaccine say it's a good idea to require proof of vaccination. In other words, a good idea to allow the government to, first of all, track you everywhere you go because they'll be scanning your digital virus ID, or to keep a little card in your pocket in order to show everybody, I'm a good little slave. I'm a good little guinea pig. I'm a good little sheep. I allowed them to inject me with the experimental mRNA vaccine. I allowed them to conduct an experimental gene therapy procedure on me. And so I get to eat now. I get to move around. And those that refuse, those that don't subject themselves to this, they don't get to eat. They don't get to live their normal lives. And we've seen, in Israel where this got rolled out and is the true testing ground for all of this, they say it's not even enough to have gotten the virus and then gained immunity naturally. You still have to get the vaccine. And then they've come out and said there will probably be another vaccine in another 6 months, and another 6 months after that, maybe three or four a year. Maybe every 3 months you need to go in, get injected with whatever the hell they decide to inject you with. And if you refuse, then you will be not just incapable of traveling, but even going to stores or ball games or concerts or anything of the sort. And again, it's like, I've talked to people, you talk to normies. I mean, they're just like, yeah, you know, I got my vaccine. I better keep my vaccine card with me, you know, in case they need it. You know, I'm going to want to travel later, so I better laminate my vaccine card just so I have it, you know, in time. And it's just like, okay, all right, that's fine. You can talk to them about it. You can say like, well, isn't this an egregious violation of your every freedom? Isn't this the setup of a system to completely lock down anybody and everybody that the government deems unworthy of existence, whether or not they get the vaccine? Isn't this opening the door for a truly terrifying, tyrannical government that can dictate whether or not you're allowed to buy or sell? Isn't this the biblical mark of the beast that was foretold thousands of years ago as the ultimate submission to Satan? Isn't this all of these things? And they're just like, oh, but I got my vaccine, so I have my card, so I can do it now. It's like, all right, okay, all right, that's fine. We just lost then. You're just all so dumb and controlled and brainwashed and sycophantic boot-licking jerks that, yeah, we're all doomed. Thanks.
Cognitive dissonance is a major issue amongst the left. It can be very stressful dealing with facts you refuse to accept. If you have a family member suffering from this degenerative mental condition, buy them a bottle of Ultimate Fish Oil from InfowarsStore.com. Studies have suggested that fish oils and fish oil supplementation can slightly lower blood pressure, decrease triglyceride levels, decrease the growth rate of plaque, and provide a soothing reduction in inflammation. inflammatory responses in joints and the digestive system. Recent studies have suggested that high EPA and DHA fish oil can stimulate immune function by increasing the concentration and activity of immune cells. It worked for my family, and now I can have a logical and calm discussion about actual facts that pertain to reality. Get your ultimate fish oil for a friend, family member, or yourself at InfoWarsStore.com.
The equation is very simple. The mega banks control the media, they control big pharma, they control academia, they control the military, industrial complex, they control big tech. And everywhere that they have been in control in the third world, they have established absolute total despotism and dehumanization. It is the Western Christian idea of human freedom that ended slavery and that promoted women's rights and so much more that actually threatens them. So because they can't defeat that empowering ethic, they instead co-opt it, turn it upside down, and use the idea of equality to actually destroy human freedom and the free market that threatens their monopolies of control. That's why they target InfoWars, because we understand the keys to defeating them. But the only way our transmission gets out is if you promote InfoWars at band.video. So redouble your efforts. We're all in this together. You know, it's crazy to get to this point. It's very bittersweet. Everything we've talked about has happened just like we said it would. And now we have a lot of credibility. But I don't care about that. I care about beating the New World Order. And it's because we have so much credibility, they can't allow us to stay on air much longer. And I don't have time to tell you all the stuff they're doing to us. For a lot of reasons, I can't tell you what's going on. But let's just say this. We're going to see this through to the end. We're going to stay on air as long as we can. So please pray for us, and please buy the products at InfoWarsStore.com. They're great products. Plus, they fund the operation. So you know, unlike other products you can buy, they're still great. Do they fund freedom? No, a lot of them don't. These are great products that fund freedom and fund justice when the whole world's waking up and looking for truth. That's why the globalists are censoring. They can't bring in all this tyranny and leave people like us on the air. So while you're at it, don't just financially support us and spread the word. Download everything we've done you can find and save it, because who knows how long we're going to be on the air, and the enemy is trying to destroy everything we ever said. The globalists are purposely collapsing our world. They are creating insecurity, crime, war, and famine. All of us should do everything we can to get prepared and get ready for ourselves and our family's sakes, but also our community. And CitizenStronghold.com is the best place to go to get high-quality body armor at the lowest price you're going to find. Again, this is high-quality body armor at the lowest price you're going to find. We've worked with them for years, but they can never supply enough to our audience. They have massively expanded their factories. It's made right here in America, and they're ready to ship it to you right now. CitizenStronghold.com. When you go there, put in promo code Alex and get 10% off on your purchases. They have it for children. They have it for women. They have it for men. They have backpacks that then unfold and are full top body armor. They've got it all right now ready to ship to you, 10% off. And the globalists are coming to try to stop the sale of it soon. That's why you need to get it now at CitizenStronghold.com. Promo code Alex and get 10% off.
InfoWars.com is tomorrow's news today.
You're tuned in to the American Journal with your host, Harrison Smith. Watch it live right now at band.video.
Welcome back, folks. I do want to remind you that the all-new sale is up on InfoWars.com. It's not the mega blowout sale. That had to end, unfortunately, but there are still some incredible savings that you can find at InfoWarsStore.com. The Vitamin Mineral Fusion is back in stock, 40% off. Rocket Rest is back in stock and 40% off as well. And the Lung Cleanse Plus is back in stock at 50% off. But I think the best part about this sale is that all of our T-shirts are $17.76. So if you've ever wanted to support us, not only are you helping to keep this program on the air by giving us the money required to do so, you also have a T-shirt that you can wear and spread your awareness that way and let people know that there are other people out there that aren't falling for the insane cascade of lies that continue to bombard us day in and day out. It's all available at InfoWarsStore.com. And if you order amounts over $75, you'll receive a free gift valued at over $10. So that may be another T-shirt. I'm not sure what the free gift is. You're just going to have to make the purchase and find out. And I'm getting lots of people tweeting at me showing their collections of supplements displayed in their on their bathroom counter or whatever. And it's great to see. It's great to see Patriots out there helping us to keep this broadcast on the air, as well as the Alex Jones Show, the War Room, all of the on-the-ground reporting that we do, all of that great stuff. It's all made possible by InfoWarsStore.com. And I do hope that you go there and help us carry out this this information war, because it is more important now than ever that we try to wake people up. And, you know, even if we've crossed the point of no return, even if, you know, the sheep-like unconcern of the vast majority of American people are simply willing to sit back and allow the vaccine passports and stay at home for an entire year because of, the flu, you know, even if it seems like it's beyond all hope, they haven't gotten you, have they? They haven't gotten your family. They haven't gotten your friends. They haven't gotten all of us who are awake. And so it's more important now than ever that we make the preparations we need to protect ourselves, even if that means insulating ourselves, even if that means separating ourselves from the rest of society and attempting to go on and continue sort of a French resistance style, fighting back against this evil empire that threatens to take over the entire world. InfoWars is going to be necessary in that. We're still out here, still telling the truth, still in defiance of the New World Order and their slave-like devotees in the mainstream media and all those places. So we are getting to the end game here. We are getting to the final seconds of this contest for human liberty. And so it's more important now than ever that we don't just give up, roll over, and allow ourselves to be black-pilled, as the kids say, and just go, oh, it's over. Look at all these mindless minions attacking the only people that are out here trying to free them. I mean, it's just amazing. You can only imagine. You can only imagine back in the 1800s, some abolitionist riding through town saying, slavery is bad. We want to free the slaves. And all the slaves are out there pelting them with things. Get out of here. We hate you. It's just like, okay. All right. You're going to be slaves then, I guess. That's what you want to be. So that's what you're allowed to be. Hey, it's up to you. It's your choice. Let's go out to the phone calls now. Phone lines are filling up. If you want to call in, the number is 1-877-789-2539. Let's go first to James in Oklahoma, who wants to talk about marijuana legalization in Oklahoma. Thanks for calling in. You are on the air.
Yes, I was wanting to talk about that. Oklahoma recently, about 2 years ago, legalized marijuana. And what we've noticed in the past 6 months or so is a lot of grow houses and greenhouses going up. But most of them are being run by the Chinese.
Really?
And they're paying cash for the land and the grow houses.
That is interesting. How do you know that they're run by the Chinese?
Well, because they barely any of them speak English and they're Chinese.
That's interesting. I had not heard of that. Also look into that a little bit, but I'm not surprised. I mean, it's happening all over the country. Marijuana legalization leading to Chinese companies coming in and establishing grow houses. What are your concerns about this, James?
Well, there's a connection in between Schumer wanting to legalize marijuana, and this is a plan that's been going on for a while, apparently, because they're building way more than what's needed for the state of Oklahoma itself.
Right. Well, there is a lot of, there's a phenomenon where you legalize marijuana in one place, a bunch of people go there, start growing marijuana, start harvesting it, and then ship it to places that it's not legalized. There have been a lot of cases detailing this. There's one called there's a podcast about it called The Syndicate or something, but this is a major operation going on where before all of the grow houses had to be kind of secret. Now they're able to be out in the open in a place like Colorado. They'll be growing tons of weed and then shipping it to places where it's not legal. So I'm not surprised. Guys, could y'all bring up that Farmington article? Once again, this is an article about Farmington, New Mexico. Shiprock's former fields of green flourishing in Oklahoma's pot-friendly economy. COVID is pushing thousands of Chinese immigrant workers into the marijuana business, sometimes leading to exploitation and labor trafficking. So this is from a New Mexico newspaper, but it's about Oklahoma. We're making a fortune in Oklahoma, they say, and you can too, says Lin, speaking in Mandarin. He told a crowd of 30 potential investors gathered for a PowerPoint presentation at a Chinese cultural center on December 5th. The return on investment is as high as 1,200%, Lin explained eagerly. Finance one greenhouse and you'll walk away with $300,000. Three greenhouses will make you a millionaire. The demand is huge and growing, and so are the profits, he assured his audience. Almost all of them are Chinese immigrants. All you have to do is hand over the money, and our team will take care of the rest. Wow, that's incredible. Thank you for bringing this to our attention, James. Very, very interesting. So Chinese immigrants or Chinese companies going in and taking advantage of the marijuana businesses. You know, if we had a nationalistic government, if we had a government that actually looked after the concerns of the American people, maybe it'd be Americans profiting off this. But no, we're a globalist empire now. And it's first come, first serve. And those that are pumped up by cash from the Chinese communist government, which they all are. I mean, every corporation in China is a de facto owned essentially by the Chinese Communist Party, who is willing to dispense inordinate amounts of cash in order to get their foot onto American soil and start exploiting us here. Really incredible. Here's a advertisement for a grow house in Oklahoma, I guess. I don't know because, well, it's all written in Chinese. Very, very interesting. Man, okay. Something I didn't even know was happening. Thank you for bringing that to our attention. We'll have to look into that a little bit more. Wow. Thanks, James. Let's go to Craig in Michigan. Quickly, large companies pre-knowledge of COVID-19. Thanks for calling in, Craig. We got 1 minute for the break. You're on the air.
Craig, I attended a virtual conference. It was a food marketing conference for large retailers and consumer packaged goods. There was a panel discussion, and one of the presenters on that panel was the executive vice president of logistics for Clorox. And what I thought was very interesting about his comment is that in January 2020, he was saying that they were running three shifts a day, 24 hours a day, building up inventory, hiring a bunch of people. And this is in January 2020. Mm. So, you know, large corporations like that are pre-planning back into the 2019, calendar year for these things. And he said they were building up all sorts of inventory prior to that March 2020 shutdown. And he said that they were listening to their Asian partners. And then another panelist on that same discussion was from Spartan National. Rose her hand up and said, we were listening to our Asian partners too, and we're doing the same thing. They were stockpiling prior to this thing. They shoved it out the door, and then they said, now we're behind on production, and they just kept on cranking it and made, you know, billions of dollars on this. So it's very pre-planned. I work in...
That's incredible. Hey, stay on the line, Craig. We'll come back to you on the other side of the break.
It's so hard for me when I'm cutting ads to not get overly excited. People ask me all the time, they go, Jones, are you on cocaine? Are you on meth? How are you so excited? How do I not get excited about world government, forced masks, forced inoculations, open announcements that our country is going to be dissolved? I'm sorry. I'm a fighter. And I know many of you out there watching and listening are fighters as well. And so I'll just say this. I try to be calm. I try to be focused. And I don't know what I'd do if I wasn't still on air right now. But I just really want to thank you for keeping us on air. Because you have to realize, when I tell you that you're the InfoWar, that's not me patting you on the head. You are 99% of the equation. So when you decide to spread the word, when you decide to buy the products, InfoWarStore.com, when you decide to share the articles and videos we produce, it changes the world. So you are the InfoWar. Thank you so much for the fight. Thank you for all you've done. Now let's take action together and take down the globalist.
As men age, they often experience a
slowdown
in vitality, energy, and overall wellness.
And that's why we made one of our most popular formulas to date, Super Male Vitality, specifically designed to assist the body in regulating proper balance to create superior vitality in males. Now look, this unique formula promotes your body's own natural responses, and it contains no synthetic chemicals and no unwanted additives.
Yes.
We're talking about ancient wisdom combined with modern technology, working together in perfect synchronicity to help you get the most out of this herb-packed formula. So what are you waiting for? Go to the InfoWars store. Never been a better time than right now. Super Male Vitality at InfoWarsStore.com.
Granny Do-Right. Granny Do-Right. Thanks for holding her on the air. Go ahead.
Alan, first of all, let me say I love your products. I am a granny, and for all the senior citizens out there that may have spent a lifetime in the sun like me, I was loaded up with sunspots, or age spots, as they're lovingly called. But since taking your X2 for the last couple of years, my skin is just really gorgeous, actually. People think I'm 55 years old. And I was already taking your other supplements, but I thought, you know, well, maybe that's what I need to do, because I just thought it was a hopeless situation. But when I started taking it, I mean, it doesn't happen immediately, but, you know, over a period of time, I started noticing, okay, you know, this is a ticket. This is working. This is wonderful. You know, I don't I don't have to put on Dermablend anymore, you know. So anyway, it worked wonderfully, and it really has totally cleared up my skin.
As negative as times are right now, and as depressing as things can be, you have to understand that this is all a test. This experience, this life on this planet, is a reckoning. It's God giving us a chance to work things out in the third dimension so we can decide where we want to spend eternity and what level we want to go to. And it really does come down to that. So as sad as things are and as evil as things are, look at all the good in the world as well and realize that God is the author of our consciousness. God is the author of us having our own will. God is the author of us having free will. And that free will is a beautiful thing. And when you look at mainstream media and Hollywood and this whole evil culture and Washington, D.C. and Fauci and the mass cult, it's all about dominating your free will. It's all about telling you you're dirty, you're ugly, you're bad. Because Satan hates you because you're made in the image of God, the creator of the universe.
InfoWars.com is tomorrow's news today.
You know, this is why I love taking calls on American Journal. Our first caller, James, makes us aware of the fact that Chinese companies are buying up all of the legal marijuana industry in Oklahoma and making bank on it. As the crew points out, perhaps revenge for the opium war, Opium War 2.0. This time the Chinese are on the offense. Very interesting, something I hadn't heard about, and now I'm very interested to dig in deeper. So fantastic. You know, this is why we take calls, to give us information we were not previously aware of. And then Craig in Michigan calls up and lets us know from his personal experience that massive industries and massive industrial titans were well aware of the oncoming threat of COVID-19 back in 2019, or at least early January 2020, while the wider public was unaware of what was going on. The big companies were making preparations to profit from COVID-19. Of course, we here at InfoWars weren't exactly caught off guard while the mainstream media was hyperventilating about the second Trump impeachment, or was it the first Trump impeachment trial? all these baseless impeachment trials just rolled together, I guess. But yeah, this was back in 2020 when they were going through the first impeachment trial of Donald Trump, and we were saying, hey, you know, there's something going on in China we should maybe be paying attention to. I also published a report in January of 2020, January 28th, coronavirus, somebody's buying up all of the respirator masks in America. And I went to a local Home Depot here and found that they were completely out of masks, and talked to an employee who confirmed that people were coming in and buying bulk buying masks in order to send to China. So people knew that this was going on, but they were hiding it from the American public. They were not making this known widely, and instead they were laying the groundwork to plan to profit from all of this. Really incredible. Now, Craig, You got cut off there at the end, but you were saying that in January 2020, you were part of a meeting of very large multinational corporations that were speaking to their partners in Asia and were aware that what was coming down the pipe was major lockdowns, major concerns with the coronavirus. They weren't doing anything to mitigate the spread of coronavirus, but they were laying the groundwork to profit from it. But you were saying something there when you got cut off, and I'd love to have you finish your thought there, Craig.
Yeah, you know, this was just a recent meeting that I attended, and it was a panel discussion about how COVID-19 affected their supply chain, and those were some of the comments that came out of that. I also belong to another group. It's I call it the sustainability cult. It's just because it deals with sustainability, and I'm kind of in a business that does that and provides, you know, boxes for those things in that avenue. But I went to a very interesting sustainable meeting in January 2020 over in Muskegon, Michigan, and the CEO of the Goodwill here in the area was saying that there was going to be an AI takeover and that Goodwill was going to be out of business in 3 years.
Wow.
And we're looking at each other like, what are they talking about? And she was telling us that there's actually, you know, companies out there that are part of this, you know, reclaimed asset market that are utilizing AI technology to sort through this thing that you drop off.
Right.
And instead of using humans, they're going to use AI. And this is the CEO of Goodwill saying she was going to be out of business in 3 years. And I was just like, this year was starting off weird as it was, 2020.
You know, that in particular is amazing because a lot of the people that work at Goodwill do it as part of like volunteering, like people volunteer for Goodwill, or it'll be a part of, you know, some sort of criminal punishment that they'll have to, you know, do some sort of community service. And that community service will be to go to Goodwill and help sort through stuff. So it's not like they're having, you know, have a huge overhead with employees. A lot of their employees are either volunteers, you know, well, they're volunteers, whether willing or, you know, forcibly made to be volunteers. And yet they're talking about replacing their workers with AI. That just shows you how cheap AI is going to be. If even Goodwill is saying this, that's incredible, Craig.
Yeah, they were really concerned because you have a lot of people with developmental disabilities that do have a, you know, an opportunity for employment with them,
yeah,
as well as people that might be coming back into society from prison and things of that nature. And it was a true concern, you know, even though the room is just full of globalists all the time at these meetings, you know, there's a true empathy for them to say, you know, we're replacing humanity with machines that, you know, are going to wipe out and give no basically relevance to these people, or an opportunity for them to go ahead and do some sort of meaningful work. So I just thought that was just, you know, shocking that, you know, you see all this kind of preloaded before this whole event happens, and that we just kind of sit back and have to, you know, listen to what these idiots are saying. It's just mind blowing here in pure Michigan communism. So.
Wow. Yeah. That really is amazing. Thank you so much for that call, Craig. That's a lot of very troubling information. You know, I won't give out names here, but I am personally aware of somebody that I know. Yeah, I won't say who they are, but they're giving huge sums of money to the Fight for 15 in a Northwest state. Fight for 15. They're giving lots of money to the cause of the $15 minimum wage. Why? Well, because they own a robotics company. And they think they'll be able to profit when people turn towards robots rather than hiring people to do the work. So this is going on all over the place, and these people may be able to make a quick buck in the meantime, but they're making a quick buck by destroying humanity itself. So I don't think the trade-off is quite what they think they are. And again, it's like, you know, these people they put on their phone, oh yeah, we're fighting for 15. We want people to be able to afford a good living, a decent wage. And it's like behind the scenes, they're like, yeah, I'm selling robots. So, you know, as soon as you people get fired, I'm going to swoop in and make a pretty penny. And it's like, you know, they just don't say it publicly, but they're all saying it behind the scenes. Make no doubt. Make no mistake. That's exactly what's happening. Thanks so much for the call, Craig. Very, very informative. Jack in Kansas has a question for us, or perhaps he can answer it. Jack in Kansas, you're on the air, sir.
Harrison.
Hello.
Good morning.
Good morning, sir.
Well, I, like a lot of folks, have been following up the election of last November, and I'm a little surprised that no one has mentioned who investors in Dominion voting machines are.
Do you have the answer for us? Who's investing in the Dominion voting machines, the very suspicious machines?
Well-known Americans, Bezos, Bush, former President 43, and Barack Obama are significant investors in the Canada-based Dominion voting machine company.
Not a big surprise. I mean, these people love you, right? Jeff Bezos, who just, runs his company like a complete dictatorship. He completely abuses his employees at every possible turn. Of course, he's going to be one of the people involved in this. He cares about you, just like he cares about his employees who have to pee in bottles so they aren't reprimanded, who have to wear tracking bracelets to make sure their every movement is strictly focused directly on maximizing his profits above anything else. I mean, these people are anti-human, despicable scum. Of course, they're involved in making sure everybody can vote. They care about that. Meanwhile, if you try to unionize in their company, they'll shut you down. They'll fire you. They'll remove any possibility that that ever happens. It's the two-facedness of the corporate world. The fact that people don't understand what's going on here when now the corporations, like we have here, the Civic Alliance, 200 massive corporations coming together to protect voter access, when in their personal or business lives, they do everything they can to suppress the will of the people beneath them. It's overtly obvious. So, yeah, I'm not surprised that these are the people investing in Dominion voter machines. Anything else before I let you go, Jack?
Well, in September of last year, a Chinese multinational company offered to buy Dominion for $400 million, and Dominion was only rated at a $91 million value at that time.
Mm.
Less than a week later, they withdrew the offer, and a New York-based investment company, Staples Street, evidently funneled money to Dominion.
Very interesting. Yeah, they're willing to pay a premium here. Staples Street, I'm going to look that up too. We'll see who's involved in all of this. Not particularly a surprise. I mean, of course, they're willing to pay a premium if it means that they get something back in return, which would be control over the voting system of America. $400 million SEC filing links Dominion, UBS, and China. Yeah. What's wrong with having China control our electoral system? I mean, hell, our corporations are already going over to China, and they're demanding that we be incapable of determining who can and can't vote in America. So why not just turn over all decisions to the corporations, and the corporations can in turn do whatever the Chinese communists dictate. This is the New World Order. It's the Great Reset. We're building back better by becoming China. Incredible. Firm that owns Dominion Voting received $400 million from a Swiss bank account funded by... there we go. We've already done the research. And it's right there at Infowars.com. Folks, Infowarsstore.com is where you go to keep this type of investigative reporting alive, because you're not going to see this damn near anywhere else. Infowarsstore.com.
Gerald in South Carolina. Go ahead, you're on the air. Trying to move quicker.
Hey, Alex.
Welcome.
Would like to say, first off, thanks for being the voice of reason in amongst all this stupidity. Wanted to warn people, I've been trying to get a hold of you for a year, okay? I'm a double amputee, and I have bacteria infection on my lung that'll never go away. Living Defense saved my life. They had me on antibiotics for 2 years that almost killed me. Living Defense brought me back. I wanted to just quote from the Bible, Jesus is saying, as to where we are right now. This is Matthew 24, verse 9. Then they shall deliver you up to be afflicted, and shall kill you, and ye shall be hated of all nations for my name's sake. And then shall many be offended, and shall betray one another, and shall hate one another. That's right where we're at, brother.
And that's because God's name is on the founding of this country, no matter what they say, and that's why the enemy hates it, because God created this country.
Vitamin Mineral Fusion is a remarkable product, and it's back in stock, 40% off at InfoWarsStore.com right now. It's always been one of our top 10 bestsellers. We've had it for 6 years or more, but now it's our number one best-selling product of all time, because people are doing their research, they're doing their shopping, and they're checking the fine print, and they're discovering that it has
high-quality vitamins and minerals, all the essential vitamins and minerals, and then key amino acids known to help carry this nutrition into the cells. So for your immune system, for your whole body, for life itself, Vitamin Mineral Fusion, back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. And despite the fact we can't keep it on the shelves, it's 40% off. The supply chains are breaking down. We try to put it in a bigger order. We couldn't even get it because getting high-quality ingredients is very, very hard, and we're not going to cut corners. We're going to keep the quality at the highest levels. It also funds the InfoWars, so get your Vitamin Mineral Fusion now at InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139.
InfoWars.com is tomorrow's news today.
You're tuned in to The American Journal with your host, Harrison Smith. Watch it live right now at band.video.
Welcome back, folks. Second hour of American Journal has begun for this 6th of April, 2021. We'll go back to your phone calls this hour. We'll also be discussing some of the attacks on Republicans like DeSantis and Matt Gaetz and the way that these attacks are completely failing and, in fact, strengthening the Republicans. We'll get to that. We'll also talk about some of the consequences of the defund the police movement last year as they're becoming more and more readily apparent. And then in the third hour, I will be joined by Rex Jones. I'm not sure what he wants to cover, but Rex Jones will be in studio at 10:30 Central Standard Time to discuss a topic of his choosing. But first, I want to take this little 5-minute segment here. A little personal note I have for you, something I missed. It actually came out in February of this year. It's a New York Times article, and it's called "You Can Barely Tell if It's the Same Trial in Cable Impeachment Coverage." So, of course, this was covering the impeachment trial of President Donald J. Trump, the second impeachment trial, I should note. And this was back in February of this year. They say that cable news coverage of the second impeachment trial of the former President Donald J. Trump matched the political divide that played out between his supporters and critics on the Senate floor. The proceeding was either a substantive, often chilling deliberation on presidential malfeasance or a case of nothing to see here. Well, I'd argue with that a little bit. I'd say it was either the fabricated, nonsensical, completely pointless destruction of an innocent guy in order to prevent his political future, or it was people telling the truth about it. But here's what they say. They say they describe the way different channels covered this, and they say One American News Network, a niche conservative channel, went further than Newsmax in its embrace of Mr. Trump, broadcasting on Thursday a video tribute that was produced by Harrison Hill Smith, a contributor to the conspiracy site InfoWars, set to swelling music and featuring a recitation of Rudyard Kipling's inspirational poem, If. It included slow motion footage of Mr. Trump striding across rain-swept tarmacs, facing down reporters and raising a fist in the air. The disparity in coverage was stark across the first few days of the trial, starting on Tuesday. I just thought this was kind of fun. The New York Times mentioned me, and they didn't call me a racist, sexist, homophobe. So that's nice, isn't it? I'm in the New York Times. Tell you what, New York Times, keep my name out your mouth. Let's roll the tape, shall we? Here it is.
If, by Rudyard Kipling. If you can keep your head when all about you are losing theirs and blaming it on you, if you can trust yourself when all men doubt you, but make allowance for their doubting too, if you can wait and not be tired by waiting, or being lied about, don't deal in lies, or being hated, don't give way to hating, and yet don't look too good, nor talk too wise. If you can dream and not make dreams your master, if you can think and not make thoughts your aim, if you can meet with triumph and disaster and treat those two impostors just the same, if you can bear to hear the truth you've spoken, twisted by knaves to make a trap for fools, or watch the things you gave your life to broken, and stoop and build them up with worn-out tools. If you can make one heap of all your winnings and risk it on one turn of pitch and toss, and lose and start again at your beginnings and never breathe a word about your loss. If you can force your heart and nerve and sinew to serve your turn long after they are gone, and so hold on when there is nothing in you except the will which says to them, hold on. If you can talk with crowds and keep your virtue, or walk with kings, nor lose the common touch. If neither foes nor loving friends can hurt you, if all men count with you, but are none too much. If you can fill the unforgiving minute with 60 seconds worth of distance run, yours is the earth and everything that's in it. And, which is more, you'll be a man, my son.
Not bad, if I may say so myself. We'll be right back.
The globalists are purposely collapsing our world. They are creating insecurity, crime, war, and famine. All of us should do everything we can to get prepared and get ready for ourselves and our family's sakes, but also our community. And CitizenStronghold.com is the best place to go to get high-quality body armor at the lowest price you're going to find. Again, this is high-quality body armor at the lowest price you're going to find. We've worked with them for years, but they can never supply enough to our audience. They have massively expanded their factories. It's made right here in America, and they're ready to ship it to you right now. CitizenStronghold.com. When you go there, put in promo code Alex and get 10% off on your purchases. They have it for children. They have it for women. They have it for men. They have backpacks that then unfold and are full top body armor. They've got it all right now ready to ship to you, 10% off. And the globalists are coming to try to stop the sale of it soon. That's why you need to get it now at CitizenStronghold.com. Promo code Alex and get 10% off.
You're tuned in to The American Journal with your host, Harrison Smith. Watch it live right now at band.video.
All right, welcome back, folks. We're going to go out to your phone calls very shortly. The phone calls today have been really top-notch, and we hope to continue that trend. The pressure's on, folks. Of course, you want to call in the number, dial 1-877-789-2539. Before I do go back to the phone calls, I want to discuss something of the utmost importance. And again, this is... it's like, you know, the Democrats are so good at portraying everything as life-saving, right? If you don't want to get rid of guns, you want everybody to die. If you don't wear your mask, you're killing grandma. All of these stupid, nonsensical, tyrannical measures all being justified by, if they could just save one life, we could just save one life, we could do this. But don't stop. Travel to and from China, that's racist. But they're always trying to frame things as if we could just save one life. You just don't care about the people that die. If you don't want to get rid of guns, then you're practically the one pulling the trigger yourself if you actually stand up for the Second Amendment. But there's something very real going on that is affecting hundreds, thousands, tens of thousands of regular American citizens and is getting them killed outright. No controversy about this. There's no confusion about this. There's no speculation about this. People are dying by the thousands because of Democratic policies as a direct result of them. And we have unending numbers of examples. Of course, what I'm talking about is the rise in violent crime. And now they'll try to obfuscate this. They'll try to act like they don't know why this is happening. You see article after article saying, is it COVID-19? Is it because of COVID-19 that people are killing themselves or killing each other? Is it because of COVID-19 that all of this is happening? Maybe, maybe it's the rise in Christian extremism. Maybe it's white supremacy. We just don't know, when in reality, there's a direct correlation between the anti-police defund the police movement and the rise in violent crimes and murders. And so this isn't, this isn't like some vague speculation and attempt to justify some tyrannical measure. This is a direct result of specific policies that is affecting innocent people. And sometimes it takes somebody you know or you yourself being a victim of this crime to wake up and snap out of it and go, what the hell are we doing here? And we have examples of that as well. Here's the best one from today, Zero Hedge. Mea culpa. Oregon's largest newspaper admits defunding the police was a terrible idea as homicides skyrocket. Oregon's largest newspaper, The Oregonian, has published a mea culpa over their previous endorsement of defunding the police after 266 shootings and 25 homicides in just the first quarter of 2021. In fact, a Monday article from the paper's editorial board, they heaped praise on the city's gun violence reduction team and defended the mayor's recent proposal to restart the canceled unit after a spate of violence ensued. Now, in February, I know they were talking about the fact that they went from one murder to 20, meaning a rise of 2,000% in Portland, and the dead bodies are piling up. They say, while we supported the move at the time, we and all Portlanders should recognize what has been lost. The gun violence reduction team responded to every shooting, identifying incidents that were connected and helping disrupt potential retaliatory actions. Officers had established relationships with many of those considered high risk for being involved in gun violence, connecting people with resources in the community, as well as communicating with them about ongoing disputes to keep the violence down. And as part of their work, they took dozens of guns off the street. The paper then slams the city council for ignoring the reality of the threat and removing cops from their enforcement jobs has had on the city, saying that the proposal by commissioners to hand $3.5 million to unspecified community groups reflects a startling lack of seriousness, if not outright naivety, which fails to show the urgency or understanding of the scope of this crisis. Well, we've all understood it. Look at that chart of Portland homicides, absolutely skyrocketing immediately after April 2020 when they dissolved all of these police outfits that were explicitly for us. Now, this is still going on. In L.A., the commissioner there is now disbanding the violent crimes unit because it has a bad name. It's called the Hardcore Gangs Unit. And he's like, oh, hardcore gangs, that makes me feel bad. Let's get rid of it. Consequence, dozens, perhaps hundreds more people will die. But at least he'll feel better knowing that that nasty name isn't on the docket anymore. Los Angeles City Council votes to cut LAPD budget by $150 million. And they've since then retracted a little bit, and they're putting $36 million back in, barely a fifth of what they took out. But the consequences of this are incredible. The murder rates, the violent crime rates across the country have skyrocketed. They're up at least 33% in major cities. When you have hundreds of murders a year and you're up 33%, that means hundreds of murders as a consequence directly of these policies. And it's despicable. And it's getting to the point that hardly a day goes by that we're not seeing reports, not of gangland shootings where gangsters are killing other gangsters in retaliation for gangsters killing other gangsters, but just innocent people being murdered outright in cold blood for walking through the park, walking down the street, going to the store, and they're just randomly and without warning assaulted and murdered for nothing. Here's a story from yesterday. KTLA reports woman fatally stabbed while walking her dog in Riverside. This is a 64-year-old woman identified as Ki Chi Ming of Riverside. So another attack on an Asian woman. This person who is being charged with this is named Darlene Stephanie Montoya. She's a 23-year-old transient. Here's the very interesting thing about this. Montoya is being held without bail after having stabbed this woman to death for walking her dog through the park, adding that she had been arrested by Riverside officers earlier in the week after she had attacked a woman with a skateboard on Tyler Avenue near the 91 freeway overpass. So this is a key part of the defund the police, police are racist narrative, is that bail is somehow racist and arresting people and charging them is racist and we have to let them out immediately. And time again, we're seeing reports of people being just absolutely slaughtered in cold blood by people who were in prison mere days before or weeks before and were let out as a consequence of this, restriction of bail or whatever it is. Chicago shootings in March top a 4-year high as Mayor Lightfoot's plan to combat crime fails. And it's just the same thing over and over. And I know you don't want to make this a right-left paradigm sort of thing, but in all of the leftist cities, Austin included, you have these programs, whether it's homelessness or crime. They're like, we have a new plan to fight crime, and it involves defunding the police and letting prisoners out of jail. Okay. Oh, well, and now the crime rates skyrocket, and we don't know why. I guess we better let more people out and defund the police more. I guess we better double down on our stupid, asinine project that leads only to utter destruction and devastation for innocent families in our communities. Same thing with homelessness, right? Oh, we're having a homeless program. Oh, what's that? Homelessness spiked 10,000%. Now homeless people are everywhere. The crime rates are skyrocketing. Fires are burning down historic buildings where homeless people have made encampments. A better double down. I guess we need to do more to help the homeless, since helping the homeless before generated tens of thousands more of them. I guess we better do more. It's just over and over and over again. In fact, there's a state senator in Illinois who sponsored a no cash bail law, and now he's outraged that the suspect who threatened him was released on low bail. State senator who sponsored the elimination of cash bail is mad because the guy who threatened him with a gun this week had to only post $1,500 to get out of jail. He's free to do this again, Senator LG Sims says. It's like, well, yeah, because you let him. Because you let him out of prison. So you're going to let him out of prison. You're going to sponsor this bill that eliminates cash bail because cash bail is racist. And then you're going to suffer the consequences, or your family's going to suffer the consequences, or some innocent family that has nothing to do with it is going to suffer the consequences because you feel like bail is racist because more black people get put in prison than white people. It's just the absolute nonsense, BS rigmarole that we're in constantly. I'm trying not to curse here, because this deserves curses. This deserves outrage. This deserves fury, because people are dying at an incredibly high rate because these Democrat psychopaths have total control of the justice system, and it has to stop.
Epic is one of only a handful of domain registrars that promote free speech and freedom of association. And they know that big tech is buying up almost all the other major companies and engaging in massive censorship and organized crime racketeering. That's why they've been massively expanding their services. So whether you have domains or want to register a domain or want help building a website or want servers or any other major service, they've got it all and they're expanding. And if you go to InfoWarsDomains.com and follow that link, you get all their services at the lowest price, and 25% of your sign up for a new domain or a domain you move goes to fund the InfoWar. And then we get 5% as well for any servers or any other type of services that you get from them. So it's a win-win as we build a true open free internet again, because the globalists are destroying what was open and what was free. So InfoWarsDomains.com, the revolution starts there. InfoWarsDomains.com. Take action now.
The ultimate fluoride-free charcoal mouthwash is now available at InfoWarsStore.com and DrJonesNaturals.com for the lowest price possible to complete your daily mouth cleaning routine. It is the perfect companion to the new activated charcoal toothpaste, all under our new line by Dr. Jones Naturals, that will naturally give your mouth and breath a deep clean. This mouthwash only uses the best natural ingredients like real peppermint oil, thyme oil, xylitol, and of course, high-quality charcoal. Not only fluoride-free, this mouthwash is completely free of other dangerous ingredients such as SLS, harsh detergents, BPA, and so much more. As soon as you use it, you can tell that this formula is the real deal. So get your bottle of the new activated charcoal mouthwash right now at InfoWarsStore.com. All of the experts agree that getting proper sleep is the cornerstone of good health. It has been proven that a poor sleep schedule is linked with numerous health problems, including weight gain, memory issues, mood changes, poor concentration, and even a weakened immune system. Introducing Rocket Rest, the new product from our Dr. Jones Naturals line at InfoWarsStore.com. The new Rocket Rest formula is loaded with the best natural ingredients to help not only improve your quality of sleep, but help you wake up feeling refreshed. Many competitors' sleep formulas focus only on getting you to sleep, but Rocket Rest was specifically formulated to help you feel rested and ready to take on the next day. It uses a unique quick-release capsule system to ensure fast delivery of deep sleep support ingredients like melatonin and magnesium. Rocket Rest helps you fall asleep fast, stay asleep, and wake up feeling rested. So get the new Rocket Rest formula from Dr. Jones Naturals right now at InfoWarsStore.com.
Vitamin Mineral Fusion is a remarkable product, and it's back in stock, 40% off at InfoWarsStore.com right now. It's always been one of our top 10 bestsellers. We've had it for 6 years or more, but now it's our number one best-selling product of all time because people are doing their research, they're doing their shopping, and they're checking the fine print, and they're discovering that it has high-quality vitamins and minerals, all the essential vitamins and minerals, and then key amino acids known to help carry this nutrition into the cells. So for your immune system, for your whole body, for life itself, Vitamin Mineral Fusion, back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. And despite the fact we can't keep it on the shelves, it's 40% off. The supply chains are breaking down. We try to put in a bigger order. We couldn't even get it because getting high-quality ingredients is very, very hard, and we're not going to cut corners. We're going to keep the quality at the highest levels. It also funds the InfoWars, so get your Vitamin Mineral Fusion now at InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139.
InfoWars.com is tomorrow's news today.
All right, folks, going right back out to your phone calls. Remember, new sale at InfoWarsStore.com. Get your Vitamin Mineral Fusion. It's back in stock at 40% off right now. And the T-shirts are all $17.76. That's less than you'll pay for a T-shirt at your regular department store. And these are T-shirts emblazoned with some sort of patriotic sentiment. They're beautiful. They're well-designed. They're of the highest quality. I can tell you that personally. Most of my T-shirts are InfoWars T-shirts. And even the ones I've been wearing routinely for 5 or 6 years still look like they're brand new. So you're really getting your money's worth here. You're helping to advertise every day your unwillingness to go along with the neo-feudal globalist world order. And you're helping to keep this program and everything we do here on the air. It's of the utmost importance here. We're trying to fight for the fate of humanity at a crossroads of utter destruction, slavery, and servitude, or of breaking free, shattering once and for all the strictures that have been erected around us. And that's the thing about, you know, this being sort of the final hour. That doesn't mean that all hope is lost. It means that now is the time of decision where it can go either way. If these people succeed in what they're trying to accomplish, then we're screwed, right? We're stuck in this technocratic, servile dictatorship. But they're putting all their cards on the table. They're going all in. This is the final hand of the poker tournament, as it were. And so if they fail, then they've played all their tricks. They've played all of their aces, hidden up all of their sleeves. And they have nothing left. So they've revealed themselves. They've come out now. They're no longer hiding. The mask, metaphorically, is off. And they've revealed to us what their plans truly are. And for those of us who haven't been paying attention, they haven't been watching InfoWars, well, you really can't ignore this stuff now. You can't say we were wrong now. Now it's evident. And so if they don't succeed in their machinations, then we really do have a chance to win. We really do have a chance to reestablish the value of human freedom across the world and shatter their decrepit grip once and for all. So now's the time, folks. If you've never supported us before, I implore you to do so now. And with that, I go out to the phone calls. Betty in Florida, thanks so much for calling, and thank you for hanging on the line here. We just saw Bill Gates showering himself with water because he's just a regular guy, Betty. Don't you know? He's just a nice, friendly guy that wants to enslave you and make you eat bugs. Thanks for calling in, Betty. Your comments on Bill Gates.
Hi, Harrison. I studied color because, you know, being a fashion designer, I used to live in New York. And I realized that I I stumbled into this TikTok little video, and somebody put up a study that they did at a university, and they studied when men get into a room that's one color versus when they get into the room that's the color pink. Mm. What happens is they lose 30% of their physical strength.
What?
So it basically is disarming, and that's why he wears pink, because it kind of gives the person who's right in front of them the feeling of, it's okay.
Wow. So they've done studies that show that if men are in a room that's been painted pink, or if the color pink dominates their eyesight, they actually lose 30% of their physical strength.
Now, this is why this man is a diabolical evil genius, because think about it. He probably went and said, wait, what color will disarm people to make them think that I'm a safe person that they can trust?
Right. Oh, for sure.
This is why Oprah wore pink the last time she had that interview with those two nincompoops, whatever, from Europe. Okay, so basically what it is I'm safe. Look at me. I care.
Yeah. Yeah, the royal nincompoops.
That doesn't... I'm sorry.
Go ahead.
What it is that it also coincides, too, with when doctors wear white, it's also a very... disarming, like, trust me, purity, things. Colors are extremely important.
Right.
Now, when Alex Jones makes fun of that little commercial thing that he has, and he's making fun of Bill Gates with the pink, I don't know if he actually knows that, but it's so strong what he's doing there.
Right. Right. It's something that you don't even notice. You know, you see Bill Gates come on and give these talks. And then it's not until Alex Jones comes on and points out, he's wearing pink to look like a nice little guy who just wants to help you. And then suddenly every time you see him, you're like, huh, he's wearing pink again. He's wearing that pink sweater again. Every time he's on, he's wearing that gay pink sweater, and he just wants to lull you into, it's like the angler fish, the deep sea fish with the, it looks like bait on the end. He's baiting you in. He's making you think he's some sort of helpless little boy, and that you'll be disarmed through it. It's true, because just on an instinctual level, people like Alex Jones, you just recognize, you go, okay, this guy's playing me, this guy's trying to look innocent, and that is exactly why I need to be suspicious of him. And then you come in with the scientific backing that shows actually why he's done this, and he's probably seen these studies, exactly as you point out. Bill Gates, who does everything, very logically, everything he does is very well planned out and established beforehand. He doesn't just wake up in the morning and go, oh, I think I'll take this pink sweater today. I think, it looks pretty good. No, he has like teams of programmers all, carrying out these psychological tests and very carefully dictating exactly how he needs to appear so he looks as least threatening as possible. So there's actual physical science behind what people like Alex Jones just simply recognize on an instinctual level, which is this guy is he's not just a predator. He's a predator in sheep's clothing. Look, he's even wearing a pink tie in that shirt. Yeah, that's amazing. That's fantastic, Betty. I really appreciate that enlightening scientific study. There's Alex Jones mocking him. And I don't know. I don't know if Jones is aware of this study or not, or again, if that's just a scientific reaffirmation of what is readily apparent with just a little bit of human recognition, human knowledge that goes, all right, this guy is pretending to be something that he's not. That's incredible. Thanks for calling in, Betty. That was great. Let's go to Chris in Kentucky quickly before we hit this break. Let's talk about mask mandates. You're on the air, Chris.
Time caller, an honor to talk to you, and congratulations on your first child.
Thank
and
you,
real
sir.
Quick, I also thank you. I was in high school when Jonestown happened. Thank you for talking about that.
Oh, thank you.
And I want to bring up the mask issue. If we all just go in to stores in groups without masks and continue to do it, we can have an effect. I've done it, and people look at me. They'll look at me and not say anything. I haven't had any problems. They may want to think. It makes them think, why is he not wearing a mask?
Right.
Things like that. And Number two is that the schools now are making all these kids wear masks out here, and they're pushing now the vaccinations to up to 16 years of age. And they're going to go down further, all the way to toddlers, before you know the deadly experimental vaccine, what they're going to do to these people.
Absolutely. And if we don't stop right now, it'll absolutely be, well, you can't come into kindergarten unless you get your up-to-date COVID-19 vaccine. Have you gotten the latest vaccine? Because there's going to be a new one every couple months, and they're going to mandate it for children as young as 5 or even younger. You know, preschool, why not? They'll do it if they can get away with it, and it's up to you to stand up against them. And I agree, just walk around without a mask. See how your life changes. It's amazing.
Humanity has been domesticated by and large. The population has been trained to submit, do what you're told, and it's all going to pass. But if you study authoritarians, if you study the globalists, you understand that they reach a point where all the training is just beta, and you go into the point of being cold, being totally enslaved. And because the globalists see us as weak and see us as stupid, they are now making that move. And they are collapsing the third world with their economic weapons to then flood us with a third world that the UN will use as a weapon to then have us under such a crisis, under such a load, capitulate to the UN, whatever agreements they want us to sign, hoping that they will stop the flood of tens of millions of refugees, not fleeing COVID or climate change, as the UN and Klaus Schwab are saying, and Bill Gates is saying, but fleeing the year-long lockdowns that the UN and Bill Gates ordered them to institute, or they wouldn't get more IMF and World Bank money. And that's why we have to really get educated about the globalists.
The New World Order is a planetary corporate plan for world government. But world government is only the control grid. Now, inner members of the cult are told that they are going to transcend and become gods and attain immortality. But the price for that is to carry out the orderly extermination of all carbon-based life forms. That's why they say carbon is bad. They are rewriting the entire genetic code of the planet. They are playing God. They believe they have been inspired by interdimensional entities that are giving them advanced technology to carry out this transformation. I know this sounds insane, but if you read the writings of the globalists, it's all on record. You have been warned. You have been given the information to say no to this plan. This is the end of all life on Earth as we know it. This is the alien takeover of Earth.
The equation is very simple. The mega banks control the media. They control big pharma. They control academia. They control the military, industrial complex. They control big tech. And everywhere that they have been in control in the third world, they have established absolute total despotism and dehumanization. It is the Western Christian idea of human freedom that ended slavery and that promoted women's rights and so much more that actually threatens them. So because they can't defeat that empowering ethic, they instead co-opt it, turn it upside down, and use the idea of equality to actually destroy human freedom and the free market that threatens their monopolies of control. That's why they target InfoWars, because we understand the keys to defeating them. But the only way our transmission gets out is if you promote InfoWars and Band.video. So redouble your efforts. We're all in this together.
Actually bought this. It blocks UHF frequencies.
Snowden and others taught us how mobile phones are constantly spying on us. Not just tracking and recording our GPS location, but recording audio and video as well, with or without a battery. Now, with the InfoWars privacy pouch, you can go dark wherever you choose. Excellent. Now I have my own compact Faraday cage I can take wherever I want. And you can too, at InfoWarsStore.com. Government agencies, identity thieves, tech giants, and now contact tracers are all tracking your every move through your mobile phone. Now you can have the power to easily cut them off and go dark. Support the InfoWar and get your InfoWars privacy pouch today. InfoWarsStore.com.
InfoWars.com is tomorrow's news today.
You're watching The American Journal with your host, Harrison Smith. Watch live right now at band.video.
Welcome back, folks. We'll go out to your calls momentarily. The number to call, 1-877-789-2539. Give us a call here at American Journal, 1-877-789-2539. Still to cover in today's program, we'll be talking about some of the Republican defense that's being played rather successfully, actually, as the lies of the Democrats are crumbling. And you can really tell who is an effective Republican by who gets the most media outrage about them. Because, again, it's really not a Republican-Democrat thing, because about 75% of the Republicans are completely worthless, blue-blooded jerks. but the Democrats, 100% gone. 100% just gone, out the window, like they're just worthless communist stooges. Able to get away with anything, just corrupt, decrepit, vampiric vultures. And at least some of the Republicans are generally good, and at least they ostensibly stand for freedom and human dignity in the face of technocratic subjugation. So we'll talk about that, and then in the third hour we'll be talking to Rex Jones. He'll be on to talk about some personal experiences with the vaccine reactions. I have a few personal experiences to talk about that as well. So we'll be talking about all of that and more in the second half of today's program. I want to read this story from the dailycaller.com. U.S. grant to Wuhan lab to enhance bat-based coronaviruses was never scrutinized by a Health and Human Services Review Board, says the NIH, National Institutes of Health, has systematically thwarted government oversight of dangerous pathogen research, Rutgers University professor and of chemical biology Richard H. Ebright told the Daily Caller News Foundation. The P3CO review framework was created in 2017 after a three-year pause on government funding of research that intentionally makes pathogens more deadly or transmissible. An NIH grant that involved the modification of bat-based coronaviruses and the transfer of $600,000 to the Wuhan Institute of Virology prior to the pandemic bypassed the P3CO review because the National Institute of Allergy and Infectious Diseases, led by Anthony Fauci, didn't flag the project for review. An oversight board created to scrutinize research that would enhance highly dangerous pathogens did not review a National Institutes of Health grant that funded a lab in Wuhan, China, to genetically modify bat-based coronaviruses. Experts say the NIH grant describes scientists conducting gain-of-function research, a risky area of study that, in this case, made SARS-like viruses even more contagious. Federal funding for gain-of-function research was temporarily suspended in 2014 due to widespread scientific concerns that it risked leaking supercharged viruses into the human population. So isn't this interesting? Isn't this exactly what we've been telling you the entire time? That you have gain-of-function research conducted in Wuhan, funded and supported by the National Institutes of Health, that now we learn was able to circumvent or not go under review or any sort of federal or legitimate study in terms of whether or not this was something that could be potentially dangerous. All of that was circumvented by an organization led by Anthony Fauci. And so this very dangerous experimentation was allowed to be carried out at the very place where the coronavirus leaked from. This Rutgers University professor of chemical biology says, quote, "This is a systemic problem," referring to a loophole in the review framework. He says the offices of the director for the National Institutes of Allergy and Infectious Diseases, the subagency that funded EcoHealth, and the NIH have systematically thwarted, indeed systematically nullified, the HHS P3CO framework by declining to flag and forward proposals for review. Dr. Anthony Fauci leads the NIAID, and Dr. Francis S. Collins heads the NIH. An NIH spokesperson said its subagency did not flag the EcoHealth grant for independent review by the HHS review subcommittee. And they say after careful review of the grant, NIAID determined that research in the grant was not gain-of-function research because it did not involve the enhancement of the pathogenicity or transmissibility of the viruses studied. Quote, we would not submit research proposals that do not meet the definition because otherwise we would need to resubmit everything, the spokesperson says. So you can tweak the definitions of things just a little bit in order to justify getting around this oversight review standard called P3CO. If it had been subjected to this review, an HHS panel would have had to independently evaluate the grant and, if necessary, recommend additional biocontainment measures to prevent potential lab leaks, or even recommend that the grant be denied entirely. So they're able to get around that and continue to grant the Wuhan Institute of Virology research into this bio enhancement of gain of function research of these SARS-like viruses. An annex to the World Health Organization's COVID-19 origin report released Tuesday describes the WIV's work using recombinant viruses in tests involving bat coronaviruses, which Ebright said are descriptors of gain of function research. The U.S. government paused gain of function research in 2014 after lab workers were accidentally exposed to anthrax by the Centers for Disease Control, according to the New York Times. The incident came on the heels of widespread scientific outcry in 2011 when it was revealed that laboratories in Wisconsin and the Netherlands were intentionally modifying H5N1 bird flu viruses so it could more effectively jump between ferrets. That's something that we should be doing, right? Just making viruses more deadly, making them more transmissible, making them harder to contain. This research going on, they had to stop it here in America, but then they just outsourced it like so many corporations do, outsource that work to China, manipulate the data in order to avoid oversight. And sure enough, a few years later, immediately following Event 201 and all of the biggest corporations and media establishments in the world getting together to plan exactly how they deal with this outbreak, and suddenly the outbreak occurs. Truly incredible. And once again, the origin of the Wuhan virus was investigated this year, but they didn't actually do any research. They didn't actually go and get any additional evidence. They simply were given a summary of the findings from the Wuhan lab itself, from the communist Chinese, who, of course, spent a very long time trying to hide the fact that this new virus had leaked from the lab. So once again, InfoWars, Tomorrow's News Today. We told you this was happening a long time ago, and now we're seeing exactly how it occurred and how it was able to circumvent government oversight that was put in place to prevent this type of research from getting out. Really, really incredible, isn't it? Let's go now to the phone lines. Ron in New York has a comment about drones. You're on the air, Ron.
Hey.
Hey, Ron, you're on the air.
Hello, Harrison. How are you today?
Good, thank you.
I've called in February 26th and talked to Owen, and also I called in on March 18th and talked to you about it, about these thousands of drones that I've been seeing over my house.
Yeah.
And I was wondering if anybody there has had a chance to investigate any of this.
Well, we did find some articles when you called in last time talking about this test, but it seemed like the test was supposed to be taking place a long way away from your abode there. What you should really do is get footage of this, get video of this, and post it on Twitter or on Facebook or somewhere that you can share the link with us and we can see it and look for ourselves, because obviously we can't get up to New York to investigate this on a moment's notice. But we would love to know a little bit more about the drone research going on, because as we've been discussing in today's program, that's the next step. Humans, not necessary when you have robots to run the show. It's happening on every level, and it's something to look out for, because what it means is your ultimate replacement with something much more easy to control than you yourself.
We here at InfoWars are proud to announce the first ever Kava Kava root supplement that is now available at InfoWarsStore.com. Kava is one of the hottest new breakthroughs in the natural health world today, though it has been used for hundreds of years in the Pacific Islands for its relaxation and euphoric effects. According to ancient Samoan legend, Kava was given as a gift by the sun god Tagaloa, who they considered to be the supreme ruler and creator of the universe. The Samoan people would drink kava tea during social gatherings and sacred ceremonies to loosen up a little. Nowadays, kava is used around the world by many who enjoy its serious benefits. The new Kava Chill by Dr. Jones Naturals contains a full blend of not only kava kava, but other herbs including, but not limited to, German chamomile, organic skullcap, and valerian root. We do expect to sell this new product quickly, so be sure to secure yours by visiting InfoWarsStore.com.
I've been thinking a lot lately about playing devil's advocate on air, about looking at the world from the perspective of the globalist, that the public's so dumbed down that they don't care that we're stealing their future from them, that we're poisoning them, that we're sterilizing them, then they deserve to be killed. Yes, that's the position of the globalists. They play God, and they think because we don't stand up, they have a right to do this to us. You know, I've told you that the globalists have tried to hire me. They've tried to get me to join them. But metaphysically, at a spiritual level, I have the Holy Spirit. I have a connection with God. And I know that God does not like that, so I cannot join the enemy. But I'll tell you, at a selfish level, I get very, very mad at people that go along with the system, believing you're part of it or believing you're getting power out of it. Whether you're just a steel worker or a school teacher or Henry Kissinger, you're not God. And treating other people like they're animals and you're God is something that the real God of the universe doesn't like. And that's a fact.
Epic is one of only a handful of domain registrars that promote free speech and freedom of association. And they know that big tech is buying up almost all the other major companies and engaging in massive censorship and organized crime racketeering. That's why they've been massively expanding their services. So whether you have domains or want to register a domain or want help building a website or want servers or any other major service, they've got it all and they're expanding. And if you go to InfoWarsDomains.com and follow that link, you get all their services at the lowest price, and 25% of your sign up for a new domain or a domain you move goes to fund the InfoWar, and then we get 5% as well for any servers or any other type of services that you get from them. So it's a win-win as we build a true open free internet again, because the globalists are destroying what was open and what was free. So InfoWarsDomains.com, the revolution starts there. InfoWarsDomains.com. Take action now. Vitamin Mineral Fusion is a remarkable product, and it's back in stock, 40% off at InfoWarsStore.com right now. It's always been one of our top 10 bestsellers. We've had it for 6 years or more, but now it's our number one best-selling product of all time because people are doing their research, they're doing their shopping, and they're checking the fine print, and they're discovering that it has high-quality vitamins and minerals, all the essential vitamins and minerals, and then key amino acids known to help carry this nutrition into the cells. So for your immune system, for your whole body, for life itself, Vitamin Mineral Fusion, back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. And despite the fact we can't keep it on the shelves, it's 40% off. The supply chains are breaking down. We try to put in a bigger order. We couldn't even get it because getting high-quality ingredients is very, very hard, and we're not going to cut corners. We're going to keep the quality at the highest levels. It also funds the InfoWars. So get your Vitamin Mineral Fusion now at InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139.
InfoWars.com is tomorrow's news today.
All right, welcome back, folks. Let's go directly out to your phone calls, shall we? We have Josh, Ann, and Renell. Let's go to Josh in Indiana, who has a comment about the border, and our good friend Pete Buttigieg. Buttigieg. I still don't know how to say his name, nor do I care to. Thanks for calling in, Josh. You're on the air.
How you doing, Harrison?
Pretty good, thanks.
Good. Yeah, a couple things. So, you know, I was watching on Fox News, Tucker Carlson. And they were talking about, you know, how Anthony Fauci, he loves to talk about the super spreader events. And, you know, he was questioned about the border by, I think, by Lindsey Graham.
Right.
And, you know, and he says that he has nothing to do with the border. And it's just funny how these people pick and choose.
Isn't it?
You know, you know, what they want to, I don't know, what they want to choose to put themselves in and keep themselves out of, you know.
Yeah,
and,
you know, I noticed that exact same thing, and I'll let you continue here, but I just, you're so right, and I meant to cover that today, right? He's asked about the border, where it's like, okay, hundreds of thousands of people pouring across the border. None of them are getting tested for COVID. Those that are getting tested for COVID are simply being sent to hotels if they test positive. Everybody that they're with who hasn't yet tested positive, oh, they're allowed to go off and continue. And they say, isn't this worrying? And you'd think, you know, Anthony Fauci, who's there to tell you that you can't have Thanksgiving with your family, that you can't have Christmas dinner with your family, that you can't be in a room with another person without a mask. You know, you'd think he'd have something to say about this, about the, you know, just mass number of people pouring across the border, potentially or legitimately already figured out they are infected with COVID. But he's like, oh, no, I can't talk about that. I'll tell you not to go to Thanksgiving dinner. I'll tell you who you can and can't interact with on a daily basis. I'll come in and tell you, you know, you have to shut down your party. You're not allowed to go to a store without a vaccine passport. Oh, but people pouring across the border, oh, who am I to say? And then, of course, the hypocrisy is an even greater degree. If you remember back last year when it was like, no, you cannot have more than two people that both wear masks and they have to be 6 feet apart, even though we made that number up out of thin air. And then they're like, well, what about the tens of thousands of people on the street protesting for Black Lives Matter that are incredibly close together? Massive super spreader events. You know, if the virus is as deadly as they say, these protests represent an existential crisis that could potentially kill tens of thousands, millions of people. Do you have anything to say about that? Well, I think the protests are very good. I think we need more protests. Let's I have it here. It's clip number six. Play clip number six. This is Los Angeles back in June of 2020 when we were being told to lock down and stay home and wear masks and don't go out. They didn't have a single word to say about this crowd, about this mass of humanity, about this super spreader event. This was good. This was a celebration. This was something that was necessary, that you're not allowed to tell people they can't do this. You can always tell people they can't celebrate Easter with their family. You can tell people they're not allowed to walk down the street and visit their neighbor's house. But, oh, I wouldn't dare touch the giant monumental crowd in the middle of L.A., all, you know, bumping up against each other. And again, existential crisis. I mean, you know, if the virus really is what they say it is, that was the death of America right there. But they're allowed. Yeah, go ahead. That's fine. That's fine. It's completely political what they choose to enforce or not. So I'm sorry. I sort of took over there, but I was thinking about this. That's why I grabbed that clip of L.A. Because, yeah, Anthony Fauci said about people pouring across the border by the hundreds of thousands. Yeah, that's fine. I have nothing to say about that.
Yeah, it's none of his business. He has nothing to do with that. Another one who's good about is AOC.
Mm-hmm.
She hung on the border fence and cried about the hypocrisy, everything going on, and now it's 100,000 times worse than what it's ever been when Trump was president, and, you know, you don't see her. She has nothing to say about that. It's about climate control, you know?
Yeah.
And as far as Pete Buttigieg, sorry, but I'm from South Bend, Indiana, born and raised, and he's from South Bend, and you know, it's funny, when he ran for mayor, he didn't run as a gay mayor. You know, he ran and was appointed mayor. Once he was appointed mayor, you know, maybe 6 months to a year later, he came out telling everyone he was gay, which I don't understand the point of that. You know, people want to be accepted for who they are, and that's fine. And I accept people for who they are. But it's like, you know, I don't parade around telling everyone, hey, I'm straight. I'm married with four kids every day because I'm, you know, what's the point of doing that? You know,
right.
Like you are.
Yeah. It only ever matters when they want to use it politically and as some sort of wedge or some sort of defense against criticism. Well, he's criticizing me. He must hate gay people if he's criticizing Pete Buttigieg. It's totally ridiculous. Of course, Pete Buttigieg is a CIA asset, by the way, that's completely controlled and dropped out with the explicit understanding that he would pass his voters. I'm pretty sure he had more delegates than Joe Biden at the time that he chose to pass out, all of those delegates on to Joe Biden. It was a completely fabricated little dance that they did. And now he's deputy of transportation, deputy secretary of transportation. He's talking about taxing you per mile for the carbon, for the global warming. He's a puppet. He's a puppet of the intelligence agency. And that's been known since the very beginning by everybody, Democrat and Republican. Thanks so much for the call. Let's go to Annie in Tennessee, or Ann in Tennessee, rather, talking about the military. Thanks for calling in, Ann. You're on the air.
Oh, thanks, Harrison, for taking my call. What I wanted to say is, oh, wow, there's a lot to say. Right now we're experiencing tyranny from above, from air, water, food, right down to our physical DNA, and I was hoping that somewhere along the way we'd have a George Washington to represent us, liberty and the Constitution and that sort of thing, and maybe the military might step up and represent us and protect us and their oath to offices, and not only the military but the police, the teachers, the unions, and the list can go on. But I also did call because I wanted to make a suggestion to you, and I recalled how you articulated the history of Jim Jones and his part in what transpired with him and all that so forth. But I wanted to wonder if you wouldn't mind doing something like that once a week, like a history moment or a history day or Thursday or something, and articulate to the people what the Bible says in Ecclesiastes 1:9, the thing that has been and is that which shall be, and that which is done is that which shall be done, and there is no new thing under the sun. I was thinking maybe something about ancient history, how it relates to what these people who are enemies and promoting extinction and their subversive and diabolical plans to annihilate the population of the world, really. So I was, that's my suggestion to you, is I was wondering if maybe you would do something like that, because I so appreciated when you were doing that day-by-day thing with Jim Jones and how it related, and even today, and to the past and the people behind it.
Yeah. That's a great idea. I'll take that into consideration. I have been meaning to do more stuff like that. That was a unique situation because it was before I was doing a daily show, so I had a lot of time to do a lot of research into it and really dig in and sink my teeth into it. And it's such a uniquely impactful and it was uniquely like pertinent, right? It was this communist thing. It was the death cult. It tied into everything else. I really, what I need to do is edit all of those segments, because I did it for like 3 days. I did an hour each day where I really delved into the Jim Jones cult and how it connected to the intelligence agencies, how it connected to what's going on today, how the same tactics used in death cults to brainwash their minions is exactly what's going on a larger scale with the American people. How essentially the question was, how do you convince a nation to kill itself, as we're seeing America, essentially the American people kill themselves on a massive scale and desire their own destruction? How does that happen? It turns out you go and look at Jonestown, you look at how those people were tricked into killing themselves, and how, the day it was happening, you had people stand up and say, hey, I don't think we should kill ourselves. And they were actually shouted down by the fellow members of the cult, called cowards, called traitors, called subversive, because they were saying, hey, I don't think we should have to kill ourselves here. Same thing we're seeing here in America, where we stand up, we're like, hey, I don't think Americans should die. I don't think white America is innately evil and should be destroying itself or killing itself. Or, you see all these people like, I'm not having a baby because I'm white, I'm doing the right thing. It's like, how did we get to this point? You go and you research Jim Jones, you find, okay, not only is this program the exact same, but it was also carried out by the intelligence agencies. A lot of connections there. Maybe I will do that, because history repeats itself over and over.
The people are awakening. They're taking control of their own environment. Cell phones are an amazing tool. Really, they're a supercomputer that's handheld. But big tech, large corporations, hackers, governments, foreign governments, the Chi-Coms especially, are using this to steal your data, to share your data, to be able to rig markets. When they're able to scoop up billions of people's data, they can actually predict on record what's going to happen in mass movements. Cutting them out of that data stream absolutely devastates their AI takeover. In their own words, they admit it. So I've been selling privacy pouches and locket pockets and things like that for more than a decade. And now the units have gotten really lightweight. They're Faraday cages. They just look like a cloth envelope. They work absolutely great. And it just gives you that security to have power over your data and power over your identity when you are traveling and don't want Big Brother to know what you're up to because it's none of their business. Get yours at InfoWarsStore.com today.
Throughout history, there have been two basic forms of civilizations and different mixes of the two. One is born of Renaissance, the other is born of conquest. One bases its power on having strong, enlightened, focused people with an ethos and a culture and ingenuity, art and skill and strength. The other is based on the massive number of slaves it controls with a tiny elite above it. America is transferring out of a system based on the ethos of liberty and freedom into one of total mass high-tech slavery. That's why the globalists tell us America was founded on slavery when it wasn't. They point out one of our evils so they can invert the fact that they are truly the slave masters. A global permanent lockdown is here that is already causing millions and millions to starve to death. When they're done, billions will starve to death. Even the former head of the Ministry of Defense in England and a top general have come out and said the COVID lockdown is going to trigger a giant new world war. That's the facts. This is the Bill Gates New World Order weapon.
InfoWars.com is tomorrow's news today.
You're watching The American Journal with your host, Harrison Smith. Watch live right now at band.video.
One of the objectives that has dug deep into the fabric of America is that of the Marxist Frankfurt School adherents that fled Hitler in the 1920s to the West and have managed to subvert every aspect of American culture over its 100-year cancerous occupation to gradually foment an unreliable legal system with bias against victims of crime. Fast forward to March 2021 and the Derek Chauvin trial is the main event.
20% of Minneapolis's sworn strength is on leave tonight as it stands. Minnesota public safety officials expect that the total cost for securing the Chauvin trial will reach somewhere around $35 million. Governor Tim Walz wants the state to pick up the tab, but Republicans say it should be up to the city of Minneapolis.
As the trial of Derek Chauvin presses forward, pressing decisions are going to be made on Glenwood Avenue, too.
What are your fears, worries, anxieties?
My fear is that things are going to be destroyed again.
If this trial ends up with the acquittal of Derek Chauvin, then it shows that, and it will show America, and it will show the world, that in fact, black lives don't matter when it comes to the police.
A grenade placed against a Minnesota judicial system under the imminent threat of irrational Marxist thugs salivating to burn their community to the ground. In Austin, Texas, the madness of the children of Marxism was on full display as a man is violently assaulted for merely trying to walk his apparently out-of-commission motorcycle in their presence. As the George Floyd mob arrogantly grows across the United States.
Also tonight, developing news out of Grand Rapids, a protest ending with police making several arrests as demonstrators clashed with officers.
Tonight's protest coincides with the beginning of the trial of Derek Chauvin, the Minneapolis police officer charged in the death of George Floyd.
And as the tension brews outside the three-block radius of fencing and the what could amount to the largest domestic deployment in Minnesota National Guard history for the second year in a row, the Derek Chauvin trial has already been a display of metaphors and emotions versus facts.
I believe
I don't believe you, man.
Wait, it's not right here, please.
Mama, look.
Mr. McMahon, do you need a minute?
We're outside the hearing of the jury, Ms. Hanson. I'm advising you, do not argue with counsel, and specifically, do not argue with the court.
Are the cameras on?
No, they are not. We are on the record.
Okay.
You will not argue with the court. You will not argue with counsel.
Mm-hmm.
They have the right to ask questions. Your job is to answer them.
I was finishing my answer.
I will determine when your answer is done.
Okay, well...
And so, do not argue with the court. Do not argue with counsel.
New documents filed in the George Floyd case give new information about the medical examiner's findings in Floyd's autopsy. Handwritten notes of a law enforcement interview with Dr. Andrew Baker, the Hennepin County medical examiner, say Floyd had 11 nanograms per milliliter of fentanyl in his system. Quote, if he were found dead at home alone and no other apparent causes, this could be acceptable to call an OD. Deaths have been certified with levels of 3.
And if you think this is a fair and objective trial, look no further than the witnesses and potential jurors having all expressed unavoidable threats to their lives. Whatever happens from here until the verdict is read is another tragic chapter in the decline of America under the boot of a cresting Marxist subversion. John Bound reporting.
Truly incredible. You can share that video at band.video and infowars.com. When we get back, I'm going to show you another video. It ties directly into this. I'm sure John Bound is mad that he put this up before this next clip came out, because it's a prominent Black Lives Matter activist confirming everything that he just said, that if they don't get the answer that they want, regardless of the truth of it, they're going to burn the whole city down. And they're threatening to do it explicitly now. Oh, but they're not terrorists. They're not domestic terrorists. They're not trying to influence justice. They're just trying to destroy a man's life or burn a city down.
The globalists are purposely collapsing our world. They are creating insecurity, crime, war, and famine. All of us should do everything we can to get prepared and get ready for ourselves and our family's sakes, but also our community. And CitizenStronghold.com is the best place to go to get high-quality body armor at the lowest price you're going to find. Again, this is high-quality body armor at the lowest price you're going to find. We've worked with them for years, but they can never supply enough to our audience. They have massively expanded their factories. It's made right here in America, and they're ready to ship it to you right now. CitizenStronghold.com. When you go there, put in promo code Alex and get 10% off on your purchases. They have it for children. They have it for women. They have it for men. They have backpacks that then unfold and are full top body armor. They've got it all right now, ready to ship to you, 10% off. And the globalists are coming to try to stop the sale of it soon. That's why you need to get it now at CitizenStronghold.com. Promo code Alex and get 10% off.
You're listening to The American Journal with your host, Harrison Smith. Watch it live right now at band.video.
All right, folks, welcome back. Infowars.com brought to you entirely by viewers like you who go to Infowarsstore.com and take advantage of our incredible sales that we have going on there. Or just purchase the bombshell supplements that we have that will certainly improve your life, especially if combined with better habits, better outlook, healthier life. Don't sit in front of your TV wasting away, absorbing the globalist trash, but instead go out and make your own stuff. Be creative. Fight back against the society that tells us that our most valuable position is as consumers rather than creators. Right now, the InfoWars store is experiencing a massive sale. 50% off the Lung Cleanse Plus, 40% off Rocket Rest, which is one of our new sleep supplements that I've heard is the most powerful one yet. I'm hearing people on Twitter, they're like, well, Knockout is good, but, maybe it's not quite as strong as the Down and Out. The Down and Out is maybe too strong. Rocket Rest might be right in the middle. Everybody kind of has their particular one that works for them. So you may have to try out multiple ones, but I guarantee you, if you have trouble sleeping, one of these will improve that. Unfortunately, the Winter Sun Plus is on a waiting list, as so many of these are. I mean, you see the Bodies, the Beet Extract, all of these are on waiting list. which is unfortunate, but it just means that when something is available, you got to snap it up before somebody else does. So please go to InfoWarsStore.com. You help us continue to prosecute this war of information. Now, one of the main battlegrounds right now, figuratively for the time being, but perhaps soon to be literal battleground, is, of course, the George Floyd trial. Now, again, we're in this interesting position, like every time, right? It's like the mainstream media goes from ignorance to hysteria, and there's nothing in between, right? InfoWars, we're in this weird position where, like, we're trying to tell you about what's going on. Nobody pays attention. Suddenly it's apparent and the whole world has to burn, right? It's truly bizarre where, like, we here at InfoWars for decades, way before I ever got here, I was a devotee of InfoWars. I was a follower. I was a reader and a watcher. And, they talk about the abuses of the police departments and the expansion of police powers and the abuse and the violence and the killing that took place at the hands of police with no accountability, no reason, just horrific stuff constantly. And it was like, I would try to tell people about this. I'd post on Facebook. I'd post on Instagram. I would try to spread the word. Hey, this homeless guy just got beaten to death by police officers. Isn't this horrible? You just hear crickets. Right, right, right. Just nothing. Nobody cared. Nobody had anything to say. All of a sudden, it's like, it's because police are racist, and suddenly everybody cares. Suddenly everybody's marching in the street. Suddenly they're demanding they defund the police. And it's like, whoa, hold on. This has nothing to do with race. This has to do with expansion of police powers. This has to do with training. This has to do with surplus military supplies that, you know, were purchased for foreign wars, which we're also against, by the way. And then, in order to keep that train going, they dispensed it to police departments and said, we'll defund you if you don't take this brutal training that portrays you as a, the police and the regular people. I'm getting distracted by these, these horrible. I mean, let's keep it up. I mean, these are definitely worth seeing. But it's interesting that you go from like, hey, the police are corrupt and violent, and they're being trained to see the American people as enemy combatants, and they're trained to approach them with a warlike attitude, and that's not good. Nobody cares. Nobody says, nobody supports you. Everybody thinks you're a crazy conspiracy theorist. All of a sudden, it's racism. So you're actually not focused on the right problem. You're focused on a manufactured small subset of a much larger problem. Suddenly it's hyper focused on that. Everybody cares about that. They're defunding the police. They're making the problem infinitely worse. And they're attacking a boogeyman that doesn't exist while allowing the real problem to not just continue, but actually become exacerbated as now, you know, we're seeing these massively violent protests and domestic terrorists throwing firebombs and burning down buildings. And the police are having to become more militarized. It's only getting worse. And we knew this was the case from long ago, way back during the riots with Baltimore in like 2014 or even earlier, when we had the leaked documents that I came on the Alex Jones Show to discuss, the Friends of Democracy documents led by Alex Soros, George Soros's son, that explicitly said we want to create a feedback loop where we have violence committed against innocent people. Then we have riots that commit violence against cops. The cops then have to crack down on the violence, and it creates a feedback loop with the intention of creating a federal police force to supersede the local police force. So, you know, this is the issue that we're in. Same thing with coronavirus, right? It's the same thing where we're like, hey, you know, there's coronavirus. Maybe we should worry about this. Nobody cares. It's racist to talk about it. And then all of a sudden, lockdown, shut down, destroy the economy, ruin children, shut down schools, psychologically torture the innocent. Like, it's just insane. So here we are again. And now what we're looking at, what we're dealing with here, is that you have this guy, Derek Chauvin, who, again, it's like, hey, police violence, not good. I'm against it. However, if you have a guy overdosing on pills and then this is being portrayed as him being murdered, and you're burning down entire cities, and you're now basically sacrificing the guy who just happened to be on call that day, the guy who happened to respond to this call and happened to be there, and now you're going to throw him in jail for the rest of his life as Derek Chauvin, the cop who murdered George Floyd. So he's just going to essentially be tortured by his fellow inmates for the rest of time to placate this mob that doesn't care what the facts are, doesn't care what the truth is, doesn't care whether he truly exceeded his you know, responsibility as a cop, whether he really was abusing or attempting to murder this guy, or whether George Floyd just died from a fentanyl overdose, as his, you know, autopsy shows. That doesn't matter. They're threatening the jurors. Every juror that was prospective or otherwise came up. They all said, I'm very worried about my safety if I'm a juror on this jury, because they know that this insane mob doesn't care about the truth, doesn't care about the facts. They don't care about, you know, that you were sitting there for 12 hours a day for however many days hearing and weighing all of the evidence in a non-biased way. They want blood. They want death. They want Derek Chauvin strung. It's essentially a lynching with one extra step, right? It's a lynching, but you're going through the motions to make it seem like you're actually giving him a fair trial when nothing could be farthest from the truth. And so with all that, I want to go now to Maya Eccles. She's a prominent Black Lives Matter activist threatening that cities will burn if Derek Chauvin is not convicted for the death of George Floyd. So, you know, to hell with objectivity, to hell with we'll wait and see what the trial says. It's do as the mob dictates or we will burn your cities down. The threat now is explicit.
If George Floyd's murderer is not sentenced, just know that all hell is going to break loose. Don't be surprised when buildings are on fire.
That look. Don't be surprised when buildings are on fire. Okay. Okay. We're going to burn the city down. We're an angry mob and we don't care what the truth is. We're going to lash out like children because we're not human beings. We are puppets being controlled by forces we don't even comprehend or understand. Okay. Mm-hmm. Okay. Okay. We're dumb. We're stupid. We're going to burn your city down because we don't get what we want because we're children with Molotov cocktails. Okay. Okay. All right. So it's just, you know, we can either let this happen. We can just let this continue. We can just accept that this is the way the world is now and just justice doesn't exist. I mean, when they say justice, what they mean is vengeance, right? When they say no justice, no peace, what they mean is they don't want justice and there sure as hell ain't going to be peace. Okay. Justice is the appropriate application of law. Justice is recompense for a wrongdoing that is equivalent to the transgression. That's not what they want. They want destruction. They want death. They want aggravation, right? And the amazing thing is, maybe we'll get into this a little bit on the other side. I do want to go back to your calls. The calls have continued to come in, so we'll go to those as quickly as possible before Rex Jones joins up with us. But I did promise you I'd talk a little bit about what's going on with the Republicans, so we'll touch on that as well, and then we'll get into the real issue with Black Lives Matter and the real truth behind what they represent, because it's obvious if you're paying attention, and it sure as hell isn't helping Black people in America.
Gerald in South Carolina. Go ahead, you're on the air. Trying to move quicker.
Hey, Alex.
Welcome.
Would like to say, first off, thanks for being the voice of reason in amongst all this stupidity. Wanted to warn people, I've been trying to get a hold of you for a year, okay? I'm a double amputee, and I have bacteria infection on my lung that'll never go away. Living Defense saved my life. They had me on antibiotics for 2 years that almost killed me. Living Defense brought me back. I wanted to just quote from the Bible, Jesus is saying, as to where we are right now. This is Matthew 24, verse 9. Then they shall deliver you up to be afflicted and shall kill you, and ye shall be hated of all nations for my name's sake. And then shall many be offended and shall betray one another and shall hate one another. That's right where we're at, brother.
And that's because God's name is on the founding of this country, no matter what they say, and that's why the enemy hates it, because God created this country.
The answer to 1984 is 1776.
InfoWars has been banned. Arrested. Attacked and threatened. Because we are effective. The Great Awakening is here. Go to band.video. Download the videos and share. Support the information war at InfoWarsStore.com. And never give up the fight.
Infowars.com.
The equation is very simple. The mega banks control the media. They control big pharma. They control academia. They control the military, industrial complex. They control big tech. And everywhere that they have been in control in the third world, they have established absolute total despotism and dehumanization. It is the Western Christian idea of human freedom that ended slavery and that promoted women's rights and so much more that actually threatens them. So because they can't defeat that empowering ethic, they instead co-opt it, turn it upside down, and use the idea of equality to actually destroy human freedom and the free market that threatens their monopolies of control. That's why they target InfoWars, because we understand the keys to defeating them. But the only way our transmission gets out is if you promote InfoWars and ban that video. So redouble your efforts. We're all in this together.
I don't like coming to you and saying this could be our last broadcast. Hell, I've been on there 27 years, and only the last year or so have I said that. But let me tell you, the New World Order is breathing down our neck. The big globalist publications are coming after us, and they're doing everything they can to shut us down. So please pray to keep InfoWars on the air, and please support the local station you're listening to as well. At the same time, go to InfoWarsStore.com while you still can, and get a book, get a film, get a t-shirt, get some supplements, because it's that money that helps us stay on air in the face of this thing. I need your help more than ever now. I want to keep fighting the globalists, but I can't do it if you don't support us. So pray for us, word of mouth, tell folks about the broadcast however you can, and buy great products that will enrich you and your family's lives every day at InfoWarsStore.com. Whether it's high-quality coffee or supplements or books or films, all of it nurtures the soul, all of it empowers humanity, all of it is pro-human and pro-God. Thank you so much.
InfoWars.com is tomorrow's news today.
All right, welcome back, folks. It's American Journal, InfoWars.com, band.video. I have sitting next to me one Rex Jones. He will be with me for the remainder of the show, taking your calls and a couple topics you wanted to cover. Thanks for coming in, Rex.
Thank you for having me.
Absolutely.
All right, Harrison today is joined by a very special little friend,
aka me. And me and him are here today to take your calls and talk about the COVID-19 vaccine and BLM.
Yes, exactly. Yeah, I wanted to finish this thought on, because I was thinking about this, Rex. You know, I was thinking, it's not enough that Black Lives Matter wants to uplift black people. It's like they have to try to destroy white people in the process. You look at this and it's like through reparations or, you know, whatever, you know, all of these programs that they, support, it seems like it's not enough that they don't just want black people to do better. It has to come at the expense of white people. And we see that sort of constantly with whatever they cover. And then I was thinking about it more and it was like, but they aren't actually helping black people either. So it seems like this entire movement, this entire, psychological operation.
Circle jerk.
If that's what you want to call it. It's all about destroying America, whether you're white or you're black. I mean, I don't think black people are going to be helped with reparations, just like the black community has in large part been destroyed by a lot of the welfare programs that were put in place right when they were, achieving civil rights. They're all just useful idiots for their own destruction. They're not helping anybody. They're only being used as a weapon to destroy not just white people who, you know, are able to be controlled by claims of racism, but also by the black community that's being told you're helpless, you're stupid, you can't figure out how to get IDs, and you can't figure out how to be successful if you're not robbing money from other people. I mean, it's despicable in my opinion.
Well, the voter ID laws, for me, that's the most ridiculous.
It's insane.
It's crazy. You don't have a photo ID.
Right.
Like, all right, you can't vote unless you have an ID. That should just be normal law. You can't get a job if you don't have an ID.
I mean, literally, basically every country in the world has voter ID. Most of the states have voter ID. Oh, and it's
racist.
It's not even about voter ID. It's about mail-in ballots, which were an emergency measure carried out in COVID-19 because of this deadly coronavirus.
Listen, we had COVID-19. It came here. It killed everyone in America. There's like five people left. Okay?
Right. Yeah, we're two of them. Yeah.
It's just everyone's dead. All right. And to prevent people from getting the deadly virus, we have to all stay inside and vote. Okay? We can't go to the polling place like we have every year for 200 plus years. We can't do that.
Right, of course.
That's insane. What we have to do is stay inside and fill out forms, which may or may not be picked up by the post office and may or may not count. You know, it's very interesting to me that everyone just accepted this like it was normal.
Right. Well, we didn't, but everybody else did.
Most people did. And most people even thought it was good. It's like, it's almost racist to say that you expect him to have an ID to vote? You
right.
expect this person to be able to get an ID?
It's so insulting.
It's insulting, it's racist, and it's just wrong. Like,
yeah.
every other country, they do it one way. This is just part of the concerted effort to take away regulations of elections from the states to the federal government. That's what this is all about. This is what they want. This is what H.R. 1 is all about.
Mm.
They want to take the power away from the states, because when the states have the power, it is controlled. But when the government does, when the federal government has the ability to run and control our elections, they can just dominate
it. Yeah, much, much easier to allow it to be corrupt. I love somebody on Twitter said, the voter ID laws and the resistance to the voter ID laws has nothing to do with black Americans. It has everything to do with illegal immigrants.
100%.
Right. And that's all they want.
If you look at what happened, sorry to interrupt you. I'm not.
No, you're good. You're good.
If you look at what's happening on the border right now, they were whining about Trump when he had 500 migrants.
Okay? Right.
500 migrants.
Now they've got tens of thousands.
Tens of thousands. It's like a World War Z down there. Just mobs of people. It's insane. Towns that are usually empty. Towns I've actually spent a lot of time in. You know, Brownsville, that kind of area.
McAllen, yeah.
Usually empty, are now bustling. It's brought in industry and trade because, hey, what are we going to do? We got 10,000 people here. Where are we going to put them? And we're shipping these people. We're sending them to airports. They can't speak English. We're sending them to airports literally with something stapled to a what's the word for it? Not document holder.
The manila folder. Yeah.
Literally. Oh, they have a piece of paper stapled to a manila envelope saying, hi, I cannot speak English. Please help me. Please help me. Salt Lake City, Utah.
Right.
So we have these people coming into Texas and then just shooting all over the country. And the Democrats do not, I repeat, they do not want voter ID law because they want these people to be allowed to vote. That is the whole strategy. You know, everyone always says, oh, Democrats, they care about immigrants. No, they don't. They don't give a crap about immigrants. They care about their voting base, and that is their voting base, because sane, rational Americans that live here aren't going to vote for them, so they need to prey upon the desperate minority population that will.
I completely agree. Very well put. Let's take some of your calls, shall we? Rennell in New York, thanks so much for calling in. Thanks for holding. You are on the air with Rex Jones and Harrison Smith.
Hi, Harrison, and hi, Rex.
Hello.
Hello.
I have some hope, and actually two things I'd like to talk about. First one is hope. I went to a little party Good Friday, and 75% of people, I would say, were not wearing masks.
Yeah,
and we had a little Easter egg hunt, and depending on the amount of people that were there, I guess the media would have called it a little super spreader event.
Right. No, we're seeing this more and more. People are just naturally kind of like leaving the masks at home.
Like, oh, 100%.
It's less intense now.
People will say and spout the rhetoric all day long. Wear your mask properly over the nose. Wah, wah. But the instant it's like 11 p.m. and no one's on the street and they're walking to their car, they're going to take it off.
Yeah.
Like everyone knows that this thing isn't as serious as it's been purported to be. It's just the flu with better publicity.
Yeah.
And somehow we have shut down the biggest economy in the world for this thing that has a 99% survival rate, and we're going to have a vaccine passport.
Yeah. And no, it's totally absurd. And I think people are, if they're not starting to see through it, they're at least getting sick of the measures. So they're just like, voluntarily no longer going for it. Now, we're running out of time here, Rennell, but I want to get to your second point before we have to go.
The second point. I'm going to actually piggyback off of something you said on yesterday's show regarding play actors and with the COVID-19 fake pandemic.
Right.
I think when you see doctors They had a CBS broadcast. We're showing doctors, nurses, and COVID patients in the hospital. I really believe those are play actors just reading their lines. They want you to think there's a pandemic there isn't. It's fake.
It's all fake. And, you know, the play acting goes from the politicians to the medical industry. I actually have an interesting observation about this, and we'll get into it more.
Hospitals get, what is it, $33,000 for every bed?
Way more money for anybody that they can claim died of COVID. But I actually know somebody who's in medical school. All of the people in medical school have gotten their vaccines, and they received a missive from their school saying, you have to wear your mask, even if you've gotten the vaccine. You still have to wear it because people are looking at us to set an example. And so we have to wear the mask, even if we don't need it, even if the vaccine protects us. We have to wear the masks for the publicity, for the fact that people are watching us. So it's not even speculation. It's literally play acting. These doctors are completely involved. They know they don't have to wear the mask, but they wear it anyway because they think they have to.
Granny Do-Right. Granny Do-Right, thanks for holding her on the air. Go ahead.
Challenge. First of all, let me say I love your products. I am a granny, and for all the senior citizens out there that may have spent a lifetime in the sun like me, I was loaded up with sunspots, or age spots, as they're lovingly called. But since taking your X2 for the last couple of years, my skin is just really gorgeous, actually. People think I'm 55 years old. And I was already taking your other supplements, but I thought, you know, well, maybe that's what I need to do, because I just thought it was a hopeless situation. But when I started taking it, I mean, it doesn't happen immediately, but, you know, over a period of time, I started noticing, okay, you know, this is the ticket. This is working. This is wonderful. You know, I don't have to put on Dermablend anymore, you know. So anyway, it worked wonderfully, and it really has totally cleared up my skin.
As men age, they often experience a
slowdown
in vitality, energy, and overall wellness.
And that's why we made one of our most popular formulas to date, Super Male Vitality, specifically designed to assist the body in regulating proper balance to create superior vitality in males. Now look, this unique formula promotes your body's own natural responses, and it contains no synthetic chemicals and no unwanted additives.
Yes.
We're talking about ancient wisdom combined with modern technology, working together in perfect synchronicity to help you get the most out of this herb-packed formula. So what are you waiting for? Go to the InfoWars store. Never been a better time than right now. Super Male Vitality at InfoWarsStore.com.
Vitamin Mineral Fusion is a remarkable product, and it's back in stock, 40% off at InfoWarsStore.com right now. It's always been one of our top 10 bestsellers. We've had it for 6 years or more, but now it's our number one best-selling product of all time because people are doing their research, they're doing their shopping, and they're checking the fine print, and they're discovering that it has high-quality vitamins and minerals, all the essential vitamins and minerals, and then key amino acids known to help carry this nutrition into the cells. So for your immune system, for your whole body, for life itself, Vitamin Mineral Fusion, back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. And despite the fact we can't keep it on the shelves, it's 40% off. The supply chains are breaking down. We try to put in a bigger order. We couldn't even get it because getting high-quality ingredients is very, very hard, and we're not going to cut corners. We're going to keep the quality at the highest levels. It also funds the InfoWars, so get your Vitamin Mineral Fusion now at InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139.
Look, I've proven that InfoWars information is some of the best in the world. It's just absolutely on target. The globalists can't stand us because we've studied how they operate. They want to keep you in the dark. I believe in humanity, and I want to see you empowered, because I know that John F. Kennedy was right. A raising tide raises all ships. Now, the supplements, the vitamins, the minerals, the compounds we have at InfoWarsStore.com are the very best sourced, wildcrafted, organic, and natural product you're going to find anywhere. Whether it's Natural Defense, or whether it's Ultra 12, or whether it's X2, or DNA Force Plus, or Prostaguard, or Vasobeats, these are all cutting-edge, top-of-the-line products, that will help you and your family and at the same time fund the InfoWar. So don't procrastinate. Take action today at InfoWarsStore.com.
InfoWars.com is tomorrow's news today.
You're listening to The American Journal with your host, Harrison Smith. Watch it live right now at band.video.
All right, welcome back, folks. I'm sitting here with Rex Jones making very offensive comments during the break here.
That's right.
Both of us, very offensive accents being spread. It's all very offensive. Thank goodness the cameras were off here. I got to cover this story because the crew just brought this into me. Biden administration considers restarting border wall construction to, quote, plug gaps amid Biden's border crisis. So, yeah, they're rebuilding, starting to continue to build Donald Trump's wall along the U.S.-Mexico border.
Well, this time it's good because they're going to include ramps.
Okay, good. My God, literally what you just said is true. The Times said Mayorkas specifically mentioned those particular projects include gaps, gates, and areas where the wall has been completed, but technology has not yet been implemented.
What I want,
big old doors.
What I want is a kind of slip and slide where the illegal immigrants can slide in on some kind of water park style ride.
So it's fun for them.
Manned by Border Patrol officers.
Right. Well, that's essentially what we have now. I mean, Border Patrol officers are there to facilitate the transmission of immigrants, not just across the border, but farther into the United States by thousands of miles.
Well, as a wise man once said, no borders, no wall, no USA at all.
Ah, true. Truer words have never been spoken.
Except it wasn't a man. They don't identify as a man. They wasn't very wise.
They wasn't very wise.
That's right.
There it is. Yeah, just hundreds of thousands just crossing the border. The Border Patrol is there to stop them, but instead they scoop them up, put them on planes, and ship them thousands of miles inland, and then say, see you later, come back whenever, we don't really care, we're not going to set a court date or anything like that. Truly just mind-boggling.
We need people who cannot speak English holding manila folders in Milwaukee.
Yes,
we need it.
Desperately.
Not only do we need it now, and it's a shame that we haven't had it thus far. We had the racist, evil Emperor Trump in office for 4 years, but now we have Joe Biden, a real stable genius, a competent leader who doesn't script his own press conferences and doesn't already know the questions that are going to be asked. I mean, seriously, that to me is so disturbing.
Yeah.
Like, can you imagine if one of the reporters during the Trump era asked him a question during the press conference and complimented him before they asked the question? Like, that is the kind of thing that North Korea does. Like, they're literally like, our dear and glorious leader, Joe Biden.
You know, I want to play this video real quick now that you mention it. Clip number five here. Let's play clip number five really quick because, you know, it's not enough that it's the sycophantic, you know, loving of the administration by the press. This is what you're about to see is an actual, like, decent reporter asking about the Georgia election law. Do you know what happens when they're asking about the Georgia election law?
I haven't seen this. Is this a
difficult question? It's going to be fun. It's going to be very fun for all of us. Let's go ahead and play clip number five as we see during the White House press conference. Jen Psaki is being asked a very difficult question about Georgia election law. Let's see what happens.
Right, but just he does acknowledge that because his comments have been.
In comes the Easter bunny.
Closing at 5 p.m.
That's correct.
So he does acknowledge that it doesn't.
And I think what's important is to report on all the components that make it more difficult to vote in the package in the legislation.
Thank you.
All right. So we have a special guest. I will say that we know that this is one of the.
So there you go. The purple clad Easter bunny has to come in and interrupt the question on electoral process in Georgia. I mean, can't you just see the handlers in the back like, oh no, they're asking about Georgia election laws. They're getting into specifics here. Send out the bunny. Send out the Easter bunny, quick. Sit it out there. Distract.
These
distract.
Are the same people that called Donald J. Trump unpresidential for 4 years.
Yeah.
These are the same people. We have a nursing home escapee running our country. And he's using the Easter Bunny to dodge questions. We live in a sitcom, a bad one.
Right. Not even a good sitcom. This is like.
This is horrible.
It's like after it's been on air for a while and all of the characters are becoming caricatures of themselves.
Our country's being run by a nursing home escapee and the Wicked Witch of the West.
Yeah,
this is
great.
Not good. These are not good times.
All right, let's take some more phone calls. Let's go to Terrence in, is that Virginia or is that the Virgin Islands? I'm seeing VI, which I don't think is a accurate, it's Virginia.
Hi, guys. How are you doing?
I'm good, thank you. How are you, Terrence?
First of all, can I plug?
Yeah, go for it.
Okay, I would like to plug your vitamin mineral fusion and your survival shield.
Okay, yeah, thank you very much. Yeah, the vitamin mineral fusion is one of our more popular ones and is now on sale, 40% off, InfoWarsStore.com.
Yeah. Well, actually, yeah, I wanted to talk about vaccines. First of all, let me ask you, have you heard of blood batteries?
Say that again?
I said, have you heard of blood batteries?
Blood batteries. I have not.
Yes. Well, a couple of years ago, they did something in the Congo where, they took energy from blood and basically turned the Congolese into walking batteries, and the Congolese actually sued them. And Alice reported that there are jellyfish genes and it liquefies your organs over time. So I'm wondering, are they going to use that as energy to sort of power the microchips or the nanotechnology, or what do you think?
Blood batteries. I think this might be something a little bit different because, you know, what they talk about is blood diamonds, meaning that it's diamonds where, you know, people had to die to get them and they're the result of slavery and stuff. And so I think that's what they're saying. Blood batteries in that case would be, you know, where you have to go get these rare earth minerals and the countries that occupy the place where these rare earth minerals are found are completely despotic and use slave labor and horrible things in order to get these rare earth minerals.
Talk about not having a good time. Spending your life in Elon Musk's lithium mine is a perfect example of I'm not having a good time.
Yeah, that's absolutely brutal. I hadn't heard of the other thing, but I'll have to look into that. Thanks so much for the call, Terrence. Let's go to AD in NY, AD in New York. Either have to fight or give in. I completely agree. It's be awful easy to give in, wouldn't it, AD? But it's not worth it.
Yes, it is. Like, how's it going, Rex?
Pretty good. Pretty good day.
I love it when you and your dad say sing the Somali song. I love it. I'm sorry, Mom. Guys, I love it when you guys do that.
It's a classic. Got you.
Like I said, and another quick plug. You guys sold whiskey glasses. I bought one. I thought I was buying one. I actually got four. They've got Don't Tread on Me on them, and they are beautiful, well-substantiated glasses. And the whiskey tastes just that much good. So hats off to you guys for selling those.
Thank you.
Now to the border. Like I was telling this call screener, because the border is wide open, the majority is 62% of the population. That percentage drops on a daily basis. You should be at about like 45%. But 1,000 or so, 10,000 a day, your percentage drops every day.
Oh, yeah.
There should be, and I'm like I said, and I'm ex-militia, man. Like I said, you should have militia at the border intercepting the buses, setting up, saying, nope, turn around. I don't care what age you're using them as a weapon. Send them back. I don't care what the problem is, what their problem is. Send them back. Send them back. Because if you don't send them back, one day you guys are going to wake up, the majority is going to wake up, and you're going to be in deep, deep trouble. And I'm already a minority, so you guys are going to be even in worse shape. So as long as this goes on, as long as the border's not closed.
Well,
it's demographic warfare.
Here's what I have to say about this. I don't care what color you are. If you're an American and if you have American lineage and if you're an immigrant too, a legal immigrant who came here the right way, then you are owed something fundamentally for being an American. You are owed the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. And these people are jumping the ship, are jumping the line, and they are coming and taking that away from you.
Mm.
And that is not okay. You're having your birthright stolen. Because no matter how we all got here, we're all here now. And if we don't fight for our rights right now, we're going to have them taken away and given away for free to someone that never even took part.
Yeah, absolutely. Somebody that, like you said, jumped the line. Somebody that did something pretty despicable in my book, which is going to another country illegally.
It's cheating.
Epic is one of only a handful of domain registrars that promote free speech and freedom of association. And they know that big tech is buying up almost all the other major companies and engaging in massive censorship and organized crime racketeering. That's why they've been massively expanding their services. So whether you have domains or want to register a domain or want help building a website or want servers or any other major service, they've got it all and they're expanding. And if you go to InfoWarsDomains.com and follow that link, you get all their services at the lowest price, and 25% of your sign up for a new domain or a domain you move goes to fund the InfoWar. And then we get 5% as well for any servers or any other type of services that you get from them. So it's a win-win as we build a true open free internet again, because the globalists are destroying what was open and what was free. So InfoWarsDomains.com, the revolution starts there. InfoWarsDomains.com. Take action now.
I knew Trump was embattled. I knew he was surrounded by cowards and by double-talking agents of the enemy. And a lot of people just couldn't believe it. They're like, oh no, it's 3D chess, 5D chess, he's invincible. And I understand why people wanted to believe that, because this is scary what's going on with global government and the New World Order. And now that people woke up to the fact that that's real, they want somebody to come save them from it. Well, Trump sure as hell tried. My gosh, look at how prescription drug prices just tripled or quadrupled, depending on the drug, once Biden signed that executive order. We pay the most of anybody in the world. That's just one case of hundreds of things that Trump had reversed, and now people are going to feel the sting and the pain, the energy cost, everything else. But what's really illustrated this is the trial in the Senate, where Trump's own lawyers are attacking him and putting him down and saying he lost the election and just engaged in all sorts of criminal activity, because the fix is in, folks. The swamp is deep. Trump fought it, but it's up to us to win it.
All of the experts agree that getting proper sleep is the cornerstone of good health. It has been proven that a poor sleep schedule is linked with numerous health problems, including weight gain, memory issues, mood changes, poor concentration, and even a weakened immune system. Introducing Rocket Rest, the new product from our Dr. Jones Naturals line at InfoWarsStore.com. The new Rocket Rest formula is loaded with the best natural ingredients to help not only improve your quality of sleep, but help you wake up feeling refreshed. Many competitors' sleep formulas focus only on getting you to sleep, but Rocket Rest was specifically formulated to help you feel rested and ready to take on the next day. It uses a unique quick-release capsule system to ensure fast delivery of deep sleep support ingredients like melatonin and magnesium. Rocket Rest helps you fall asleep fast, stay asleep, and wake up feeling rested. So get the new Rocket Rest formula from Dr. Jones Naturals right now at InfoWarsStore.com.
Vitamin Mineral Fusion is a remarkable product, and it's back in stock, 40% off at InfoWarsStore.com right now. It's always been one of our top 10 bestsellers. We've had it for 6 years or more, but now it's our number one best-selling product of all time, because people are doing their research, they're doing their shopping, and they're checking the fine print, and they're discovering that it has high-quality vitamins and minerals, all the essential vitamins and minerals, and then key amino acids known to help carry this nutrition into the cells. So for your immune system, for your whole body, for life itself, Vitamin Mineral Fusion, back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. And despite the fact we can't keep it on the shelves, it's 40% off. The supply chains are breaking down. We try to put in a bigger order. We couldn't even get it, because getting high-quality ingredients is very, very hard, and we're not going to cut corners. We're going to keep the quality at the highest levels. It also funds the InfoWars, so get your Vitamin Mineral Fusion now at InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139.
InfoWars.com is tomorrow's news today.
Oh, Lord of hosts, be with us, for we have none other help.
All right, folks, I'm in studio with Rex Jones, son of Alex.
That's right.
Firing with both barrels against the globalist menace, metaphorically.
Metaphorically,
politically. Word bullets here are flying across the battlefield. We're just going to take your calls for the rest of this segment here. Let's go to who do we got next? Let's go to Colin in Canada. He wants to talk about Black Lives Matter. Thanks for calling in. Colin, you are on the air.
How are you, man?
Very good, thank you.
You know what? I've been following you guys for almost 20 years. I've been watching from Prison Planet way back in the day. Yeah. I'm not even really much a Christian, which is like kind of bizarre because so many people that watch your show are Christians. I mean, I'm almost a born-again non-Christian because I was raised in a Christian family. Mm. But I do got to say that I do have a little bit of issue about, like, you guys are kind of pushing the narrative that, you know, this Floyd thing that he died of an overdose. Now, my knowledge when it comes to drugs and when it comes to fentanyl or the drug that he was on, when the autopsy comes out and it says that, you know, this is enough to kill somebody. Now, just because it's enough to kill somebody doesn't mean that it could kill him. Mm. After a while, you build up a tolerance to fentanyl.
Right.
And because of the tolerance of fentanyl to somebody who's been on the street for a long time, that number that they give you, that an autopsy gave you, is irrelevant. He'd probably take three times as much and still be alive. Now, I have no issue. I have no issue with what you guys said. Yes, he was high on drugs, and that probably incriminated his system. But you know what? You got to watch the video, and you look at the video, and there's three guys on top of him. He can't breathe. He's saying all this stuff, and you're saying, you know what? He didn't die. He died of an overdose. It's like you can't not look at the video and say, you know what? These guys. I'm not saying they deserve to. Minneapolis deserves to be burnt down because he wasn't found guilty. Mm. But these guys exerted excess force. You can see a look in his eyes. He was not happy about having to deal with him. And you guys just basically are saying, you know, this guy's an innocent man. He should be let go. And I got to disagree with you, man. I'm sorry.
Let me say a few things. First of all, the amount of fentanyl in George Floyd's system was more than three, almost four times the amount that they consider deadly. Three would be deadly. There was 11 in his system. He also had meth. There was also pills discovered with his DNA on it in the backseat. His girlfriend said that he'd been off drugs for a little while and then was back on and overdosed and actually was taken to the hospital several weeks before. There's video of him taking some sort of substance. There's a lot of evidence in this. And the point is that, you know, the people that are threatening to burn down the city now, they've already decided what has happened, and what they've decided is completely contradictory to what the autopsy results were. And if, you know, essentially they're attempting to destroy Derek Chauvin's life. Now, I saw the video. I didn't think it was good. It's not like, you know, obviously everybody said it when it came out. It was like, we can all agree that, you know, kneeling on a dude's neck for 9 minutes is incredibly brutal and probably shouldn't be a part of what the police are involved in. But to try to destroy this guy's life and send him to jail for the rest of his life to be essentially the victim of torture, you know, behind the bars for the next several decades, I think is incredibly brutal and far outside of the realm of legitimate justice.
Let me give you my take on this, and it differs a bit from Harrison's. What I saw from the George Floyd case and what I saw from the evidence was it looked like to me a man overdosing on drugs. But that being said, the fact that his neck was kneeled on for so long and that the fact that police brutality was exacted upon him, Derek Chauvin prevented him from getting life-saving treatment, which could have maybe stopped the overdose. He prevented him from getting Narcan. This is how I believe Derek Chauvin killed George Floyd. I think Derek Chauvin was on a power trip, and I think he sat on that guy's neck, and I don't think he killed him directly through asphyxiation, through choking, but I think he killed him from preventing the life-saving care of the EMTs to get there. The EMTs actually had to, like, pull him off of him. Derek Chauvin, I'm not a fan of that man. I still don't really know where I stand on the legal veracity of what happened. I don't know what punishment should be given to him, but I believe he deserves some kind of bad punishment. And I think that we need to reexamine the way we look at incidents like this in general. Drugs are ravaging our country and ravaging America. If you look at what the store clerk said, Floyd was distraught when he came in the store. He was acting high. He was acting weird. This whole situation, this whole thing, it could have been avoided if we didn't have the scourge of fentanyl and meth in our country. But we do. And whose fault is it? It's not Americans' fault. It's the cartel's fault. And Trump declared war on the cartels, and Biden has thrown them a birthday party. That is what's happening right now. George Floyd's death was a sad but preventable thing that happened due to decades and decades and decades of ineffective and terrible U.S. drug policy. That is how I see it. I see it also as another textbook example of when the cops go too far, the cops go out of control. But I don't think he died through asphyxiation. I think he died from an overdose. That is my opinion. That's what I say.
Yeah, it's a you know, good point. And, you know, nobody's saying that, you know, well, he did drugs, therefore he deserved to die or anything of the sort. It's just that, you know, when what you're faced with is George Floyd was murdered in cold blood on purpose because of racism. And, you know, those are the claims that are being made. They're being made not just with words, but by literally burning down entire cities in his name.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. I don't care if 100 people die. You should not use it as justification to destroy other people's private property and destroy their lives. Oftentimes, these are like black-owned businesses that are being ravaged, being absolutely ravaged and destroyed. And it's white people doing it. And it's like, oh, we're doing it to fight the system. We're doing it to show we care about George Floyd. How are you honoring a man's memory by destroying the businesses of people who's a member of the members of his race? How are you honoring that? How are you honoring anything by looting and destroying? How are you helping solve the problem? Or do you really just want to go out there and have a good time with your buddies and break a Starbucks window?
And loot stuff, yeah, and destroy things. And you know, yeah, it could be a lesson, a teaching moment to try to get the next George Floyd to change his ways so he's not in the position that he's in. But I mean, we've seen the body cam footage. He was in the back of the police car. He asked to be let out. He asked to be laid on the ground. He was like thrashing around and like totally out of control. I don't know. I've never been in that situation. I've never been a police officer in that situation. But I definitely don't envy them. And I'm not sure if there was a right thing for them to do with that situation. So I don't know.
This is a tough, tough case that'll be talked about for decades and decades and decades. But one thing is clear: no one deserves to die, and when they do, it's tragic.
Yeah, I can agree with that. Thanks for the call, though, Colin. I appreciate your input, and what I always say is like I've never been a like rah-rah police thin blue line supporter guy. Police abuse people all the time. I mean, I can show you video after video of. You know, there's that video of the guy like literally crawling down a hallway and he's just murdered in cold blood. Like that stuff is incredibly brutal. And I guess it's just a reaction to the overreaction to the George Floyd case that you sort of go, guys, you're completely off the mark in this instance. And I don't think that the city of Minneapolis deserves to, you know, burn down to the cinders because everybody thinks that they are, forensic psychologist when they watch a viral video. So I think that's unfortunate for the people of Minneapolis have to deal with that now.
I mean, the thing to me that's the most shocking about all this is that, like, George Floyd has somehow become the patron saint of black people, and it's weird.
Yeah.
It's like, obviously, I'm not saying George Floyd is, like, an evil character. I'm just saying that this is the guy that we're going to go to war over.
Right.
This is the man that we want to use to represent police brutality.
Right.
This is the incident when there are so many other ones where it's more clear cut. It's more black and white. And you can really, really see the police going out of their way to abuse someone. I think that Derek Chauvin had malice towards Floyd. I do. After watching that video, I probably don't agree with you on this, but I genuinely think that Derek Chauvin was a bad cop. That being said, I think you can find about 1,000 more examples of bad cops that are 1,000 more times more clear cut and precise.
You know, there's a case in Houston. It was like the Pecan Grove case or something where essentially some informant gave the wrong address to the cops. The cops bust in. They kill a couple and their dog completely in cold blood. It was totally egregious. And the people that carried that out are in jail now. So I think there is a process to hold these police to account, and I think it's wrong that that process is being superseded by Pecan Park raid. There it is. So all of those people involved, it was completely egregious. Totally, I mean, these people were straight up murdered by the police department, having done absolutely nothing wrong. And those guys have been sent to jail. Those police officers have been sent to jail. We have a justice system to deal with this. For that justice system to be overridden because of the outrage of the mob, I think is a far more dangerous precedent being set than just about anything else we're facing. My God, time flies when we're having fun. talking about the most disgusting things in the history of humanity.
Well,
that's going to do it for us.
One thing's for sure, Harrison. Nothing's more dangerous than a feminist at a buffet.
All right, Rex Jones will be back. He'll be back on American Journal as soon as possible.
You know, it's crazy to get to this point. It's very bittersweet. Everything we've talked about has happened just like we said it would. And now we have a lot of credibility. But I don't care about that. I care about beating the New World Order. And it's because we have so much credibility, they can't allow us to stay on air much longer. And I don't have time to tell you all the stuff they're doing to us. For a lot of reasons, I can't tell you what's going on. But let's just say this. We're going to see this through to the end. We're going to stay on air as long as we can. So please pray for us and please buy the products at InfoWarsStore.com. They're great products. Plus, they fund the operation. So you know, unlike other products you can buy, they're still great. Do they fund freedom? No, a lot of them don't. These are great products that fund freedom and fund justice when the whole world's waking up and looking for truth. That's why the globalists are censoring. They can't bring in all this tyranny and leave people like us on the air. So while you're at it, don't just financially support us and spread the word. Download everything we've done you can find and save it, because who knows how long we're going to be on the air and the enemy is trying to destroy everything we ever said.
The equation is very simple. The mega banks control the media, they control big pharma, they control academia, they control the military, industrial complex, they control big tech. And everywhere that they have been in control in the third world, they have established absolute total despotism and dehumanization. It is the Western Christian idea of human freedom that ended slavery and that promoted women's rights and so much more that actually threatens them. So because they can't defeat that empowering ethic, they instead co-opt it, turn it upside down, and use the idea of equality to actually destroy human freedom and the free market that threatens their monopolies of control. That's why they target InfoWars, because we understand the keys to defeating them. But the only way our transmission gets out is if you promote InfoWars and ban that video. So redouble your efforts. We're all in this together.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.